awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
I love this music.
It's because it's good. It's because it's good. It's because it's Friday. It's because it's the last day of the Static Share-a-thon.
That's right.
And it's because I got sleep last night.
We did. I crashed hard. Not going to lie, it kind of drains you.
Oh, my goodness.
We've been rocking it. We've been hitting it hard. For you, the newly coined Static Fanatic.
Yeah, okay. Check it out.
Yeah.
Static Klingon is a little too clever for everybody to figure out. That's the problem with it. Every time we say that, it's like when you tell a funny joke and then everybody just looks at you and go, okay, see, the joke was the play on words, and then you have to go into the bearings and all the parts of your jokes.
And we thought, I'm really tired of having to explain this over and over and over, so here it is. Are you a Static Fanatic?
Here it is.
Do you love Static Radio? Do you believe in this ministry? Do you love waking up to Team Awesome Morning Party? I know I do.
Yeah.
If you love Team Awesome Morning Party as half as we love ourselves.
We love ourselves so much. Special thanks to our boy Shane.
Yes.
Because Shane's the one that's kind of like, what does Klingon mean?
Yeah.
And we were like, man.
Hey, come on, man.
Nobody gets this joke.
Speaking of buddies, your friend of mine, Nick.
Yes.
Owner of Desert Forge CrossFit.
Boom.
Said, bruh, hit it hard last day.
Yeah.
Go. Give me 5 more. Give me 5 more. I want you Static Fanatics. And we're like, dude, Nick, calm down. He's like, this is how I talk all the time. He's actually really calm.
He never talks like that. When you were doing your Nick impression the other day, he was like, I don't talk like that. And I said, he doesn't know you.
It's more like, hey, guys, hey.
Yeah.
I believe in you. You can give me 5 more. Come on.
It's like when he does it, though,
so
sometimes
calm.
He'll get into it and he'll go, hey, don't stop. Don't quit. Don't quit. It's always super encouraging.
Yeah.
It's never like, 5 more, idiot. It's never like that.
Well, he wanted to encourage people to support Static Radio. He himself, a Static Fanatic.
Yeah.
Love Static Radio.
Nick said he's signing up today.
Yeah, so if you sign up to be a part of Static Radio, we got to go give these to our operators.
Yeah.
He gave us some gift certificates.
Yeah, check it out. Well, I go, Kelly goes, Mitch goes.
Yeah.
Caleb from the skate park usually goes.
Yeah,
and
that's
his
where
wife,
you guys go.
Desert Forge CrossFit on the west side in Albuquerque. He gave us three vouchers that are good for 5 free CrossFit classes.
So for
that's not
people
cheap.
Like me, yeah, for people like me who have no idea, that's a month of CrossFit basically? 5 classes, you like go once a week maybe? Twice
starting
a week?
Off, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say twice at most if you're just starting because it'll wreck you.
Yeah.
But then here's a crazy thing, guys, because they also do personal training at Desert Forge. So we got 3 vouchers good for 3 personal training sessions.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, because that does not come cheap.
No, it does not. So we're going to go hand those to the operator. We need you to call in now, sign up, and become a Static Fanatic. 1-866-730-4921. It is the final day. We still need 54 people to call in and say, hey, I want to sign up. I believe in your ministry. We are so close, yet so far from our goal.
Yeah.
So we're going to need to hit it hard today. We need a solid 5 people every hour.
And in the spirit of CrossFit, I want to see all of these things gone.
You could do it. I believe in you. Come on.
Hey, summer's right around the corner.
We need 5 this hour, so we need you to call in right now. Maybe you've been waiting till payday. Guess what? Boom, make it rain.
That's right.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
Yeah. Guys, summer's right around the corner. You've been preparing your cooler, if you will.
Yes.
It's time to make you have a six-pack.
Okay.
What that is that's a pun on exercise.
Got you. Yeah, see, when you have
also,
to explain it.
No, it's a beverage pun. You keep beverages in coolers,
cooler,
but they come in six packs.
Got you.
Coolers are insulated. So that would
much
would
like
lend,
tubby people.
Right, that would lend to somebody being a bit overweight, maybe a little flabby. But a six pack is like slim down, it's just the goods.
So I think that we got too much sleep.
You would be. You
must. Incredible, somehow. Well, if you call now, 1-866-730-4921, Desert Forge CrossFit.
hooked us up. We've got personal trainings. We've also got classes at Desert Forge CrossFit.
5 CrossFit classes.
Yeah. And
just
3 personal training sessions.
To get you into it. Be like,
that's
man,
crazy.
I need to keep doing this.
So you got to call now, though. This hour, 1-866-730-4921. Anyone who calls in and signs up for a monthly contribution who becomes a Static Fanatic, you'll get a Static swag bag, which has a limited edition vinyl.
Yes.
That's only the
100.
First 100.
Yeah. Only 100 have been printed, and we gave some away yesterday.
Yeah, we already have 46 people signed up monthly, so that means there's only 54 left of these. That's all they pressed for this limited edition vinyl for Static Radio specifically.
Yep.
So we've got a vinyl, we've got coupons to, or a gift card rather, to Parchments, yes! To Square Root Salon.
Yep.
To the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park.
And you get a CD, DVD.
Yeah, everybody who signs up, you get something in the Static swag bag. But you got to call now because it's limited number of the records of it. I mean, cool stuff. 1-866-730-4921. Call our operators now. Impress our bosses for us. That's 1-866-730-4921. Coming up, Culture Shock from Young the Giant. Right now, it's Cooper the Band on Team Austin Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
It is Friday!
Yeah!
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O and Mateo with you. We are day 3 of our 3-day share-a-thon. The fundraising has been going on. We've got special guests.
Yep.
In fact, we've got a special guest on the phone. Static.
Hey, it's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Woo! Matthew from Albuquerque.
Welcome. How are you guys doing?
We energized. You know why, Matthew?
Why is that, guys?
Because of Static Fanatics. You like that?
Static Fanatics. That sounds good. That's a nice ring to it.
I know. Whoever invented that. Genius.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no props.
You guys are so funny.
You're funny.
You know, we try, and we want to continue to be funny and continue to have an awesome morning show, but we need the support of the listener. So,
well, yeah. Guys, I actually didn't have a chance to look into my money yesterday because I was at the dentist.
You were at the what?
I was at the dentist. I was getting my cleaning yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you were at the dentist getting a cleaning and you were updating a checkbook?
No, I wasn't able to. That's why I was busy yesterday.
Got you. I was like, dude, multi.
So you're going to miss out on the last day of the Static Share-a-thon?
Well, hey, guys, well, listen. I'll donate, but let me tell you. Actually, I'm going to look into it today, as a matter of fact.
You look into
home.
It. Investigate.
Today's your
research.
Day, buddy.
You have been so kind as to post our Share-a-thon link on your very own website, which is incredible. It also has a countdown for your birthday. 12 days, buddy.
12 days.
It's a big
deal. Yes. And if you guys were to look under my countdown there, I have a countdown to a Flapping Skies concert on May 15th.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my friend's band. If anybody out there is interested...
They should just go to your website and find out all the info right there.
Yep,
it's
good.
Right here in front of me.
I'm
looking at
that's
it.
Good.
Hey,
right
Matthew, do you know how much more traffic you've been getting on your website since we started talking about it on air?
How much?
No, I'm asking you. You've got a file cabinet. I figured that you knew how much traffic you were getting.
Millions of hits.
I don't even know, guys. I'll have to see when I sign into my manager profile on that thing. I'll have to look into that.
Look it up. Check the correlation.
We've got a to-do list for you today, Matthew. You get off of school, you go home.
Update your checkbook.
You update your checkbook, you become a Static Fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Monthly donor, because that's what you want to do. I know it. You know it. And then after that, you're going to figure out how much traffic's been pushed to your website because we talk about it so much on this, your favorite radio station, Static Radio.
This feels so manipulative all
No, this is cool, man. He gets
Don't
it.
Worry, guys. Friends. I will definitely do that. And actually, you know what? Who knows?
Magic.
Who knows? Sometimes, guys, like last year, if you're familiar with the way I donated, like last year, all I did is I paid my mom, and she actually has to use her credit card because, guys, I don't have a credit card. I wish.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
I really
don't,
want
don't ever say that. You don't wish that. Gosh, you want the Dave Ramsey Mafia coming after you? Listen to me.
Steve-O's in the Dave Ramsey Mafia.
You don't need a credit card. Credit cards are bad.
What you need to do, Matthew, is just get all your money, your cash, yeah, put it in a jar and bury it under your house. That's another Dave Ramsey method.
That's right.
He likes to keep it in the woods.
That is so not true.
In Tennessee, he's got woods, and they bury it in
you
the woods.
You're not earning interest. There's no compound interest on burying it in the woods. That is not a Dave Ramsey thing. Trust me.
The worms are interested.
Oh.
The squirrels are interested. Nature is interested.
You guys are hilarious.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You know, I tell you, sometimes, you know, I don't know if this is actually pretty good or not, but I tell you, every Sunday, I've been giving contributions to my church, Faith Worship on Court.
There you go. That's cool, man.
And let me tell you, you know, even though sometimes I may not have money, you know, I tell you, one week I'd use quarters, as a matter of fact. I couldn't get down the chute, so I had to take it to the info car. I'm like, yeah, all I have is quarters this week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Quarters.
Matthew, can we play you a song? Can we play something for you?
Oh, sure. This morning, actually, I'm going to put this out again. It's actually going out to one of my friends in Belen, New Mexico.
Belen?
Yes, I don't have the name on me right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's actually somebody wants to keep it anonymous, so it's going to my friend in Belen, New Mexico. Okay. It's a song by Circus Survive.
Gotcha.
It's a song by Circus Survive.
Perfect. We will be playing the Foo Fighters for him coming up.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks.
Hi.
Matthew from Albuquerque, everyone. Hey, if you love Static Radio half as much as Matthew from Albuquerque, call and donate now. We're day three of our share-a-thon. The phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Now, apparently there are crazies in the world like you, Teo, because we mentioned Desert Forge CrossFit, located at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. They were kind enough to contribute some personal training sessions and some classes to the gym, and we immediately got somebody signed up for that. So apparently people want to go get yelled at and lift a bunch of stuff and throw up like you do at the gym.
So yesterday, Steve-O and I went by
Desert
Forge to check it out. We walk in, and Nick comes around the corner and goes, "Oh! You cannot be in my gym! You cannot be in my gym!" Nick listens all the time.
He does.
And he's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
And here's the thing. If I could just say, I really like the people there.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's not like...
You're not talking about the employees. You're literally just talking about the people that you hang out with.
Everybody there, it's just a good environment. You know, so give us a call.
Yeah. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for monthly contributors.
Yeah.
We need your support. And so if you call now, we only have a couple left. We mentioned it and immediately got calls. So as of going to the airwaves, we had two left.
Yes.
So you have to call now, though. We are looking for your monthly contribution. You have to make the commitment.
You got
to
hurry.
Be the static fanatic that calls in and donates. And, man, helps us get closer to our goal. We're looking for 100 Klingons during the share-a-thon, and we're almost to 50.
Yes.
So this last day, we need 5 an hour. I'm going to go see where we're at.
Yeah.
Coming back, 4 minutes and 21 seconds. We got breaking news. We got birthdays. We got more Static Fanatics signing up.
Woo!
1-866-730-4921. Culture Shock going out to the anonymous person in Berlin that Matthew couldn't say the name of.
This is Times Like These by the Foo Fighters.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news for Friday, May 2nd, today.
Rebrand. It's breaking news.
The first item of breaking news is that we are no longer going to be referring to you people as Static Klingons.
Yeah, because it's confusing.
It's too clever for its own good.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Static Fanatic. It rolls off the tongue. It's Matthew from Albuquerque approved.
We asked an 8-year-old what rhymed with static, and he said, fanatic!
And that's what we got.
Well, he said manatic, and we're
said,
close.
Mana, mana.
We're close.
He actually said banana first, and we were like, no.
No,
who are
gosh.
You? Why do we ask 8-year-olds for all our advice?
I have no idea.
Yeah. So Static Fanatic.
Yeah.
But we're still working it into our vocabulary.
That's right.
Because we were both just saying fanatic, and then we were saying Klingon. We were both doing that.
We got it. We're good to go. So we just went back to the operator room. We have two Desert Forge CrossFit gift packages left.
Yep.
But you got to call this hour. 1-866-730-4921. Man, we went back there. It was really, really cool. We're at 47 monthly contributors right now for this Share-a-thon, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We need 53 more Klingons or Static Fanatics.
There it
is.
It's hard.
It's ridiculous.
Static Fanatic, Static Fanatic, Static Fanatic, banana. I don't know where...
We have Static swag bags. You can check out all the contents of the swag bag at our Facebook page. We posted a photo. There's a record in there. Yes, an actual vinyl.
Mm.
There's gift cards to different places. And if you're one of the next two people that calls in with a monthly contribution of $30 or more, we've got some passes to Desert Forge CrossFit. Thanks to owner Nick.
Owner Nick.
For supplying those for us. Or, hey, maybe you want to go catch a show this weekend. We have a couple pairs of Toby Mac, Skillet, Lecrae. But we're looking for monthly contributions of $50 or more if you're wanting to snag those tickets, because those are floor tickets.
Yeah, those are really good. And we've been trying we've been giving them away, but we've been trying to hold on to a pair as long as we could. And now the time is now. Yeah.
To sign up. It is Friday. It's payday. We've had a lot of people saying, dude, I'm going to hit it on Friday. I promise.
Yeah.
So we've been anticipating a big day. We've got Static Fanatic this morning.
I had three different people tell me yesterday they were donating today.
Yeah. So it is time. If you love this ministry, if you love what we're doing, please give us a call. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. If I'm talking too fast, get to our Facebook page because the phone number is posted there.
Also, the most epic photo of the hour.
Yeah.
I've got a few
Pretty
more
much.
Coming your way.
It wins.
Yeah.
So you've got to call. We posted the phone number there. 1-866-730-4921.
Let's get to some news.
Boom.
Oprah may want to buy the LA Clippers. That's the team that had the super racist owner that got kicked out of the NBA permanently.
Yeah, he's not allowed to attend games, but he keeps saying, I'm not selling.
Man. Things in Ukraine aren't getting any better. If you were hoping that the whole situation between Russia and Ukraine and Crimea and all that was... Because we haven't talked about it in a while.
Mm-mm.
It's not getting any better.
No.
Speaking of not getting any better, when I first moved here, I got a little crap from you for going to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive.
Stupid expensive.
And it's supposed to be better and, you know...
Allegedly.
Well, maggots were found in a San Francisco Whole Foods meat case.
Okay.
So they were grass-fed organic maggots, each named and numbered individually. Their spirits were kind. They had golden auras, and they were consumed.
Oh, man.
Fantastic dish.
Gosh.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is taking a leave from his office. Enough said. What's next for Donald Sterling now that he's been banned from the NBA? He just filed papers to run for the mayor of Toronto.
No.
No, he didn't. That's a joke. That would be hilarious.
They need to crack down.
But that's Canada. They're not going to let that guy in.
Whatever. Rob Ford is the mayor.
Hey.
I just made a crack joke because Rob Ford smokes crack.
Crack.
He's the mayor.
Crack is wrong.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack, yo, Static Fanatic. A murderer in Australia detailed how to commit murder and get away with it, but he forgot to delete his plans from his computer and did not get away with it.
So,
genius.
Man. So last on that list should have been, delete this page.
Right.
Delete this post.
He left that one out.
Gosh.
You can't get them all right.
Yeah.
If you're a career criminal, there's going to be at least one instance.
This is true.
You know, one of the most, pivotal things I've ever seen in, like, those crime movies.
Yeah.
There's always the thing, it's like, hey, you will get caught one day.
Yeah.
And you got to remember that if you're a career criminal out there.
If you're listening to us as a career criminal, first, if you need to get rid of all that extra cash.
Yes, you need to donate.
Call and
to
donate.
Us. We'll take your blood money. No, I'm kidding. Don't give us your blood money. We don't want to be in that.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Is that kind of like not knowing you're eating meat sacrificed to idols? So as long as we don't know it's blood money.
You were bought at a price, son. Bought at a price. Freedom ain't free. It's $1.05. Anyway, if you're a career criminal out there, you need to remember.
Yeah.
You're going to get caught.
All things done in the dark will be brought to light.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I had a weird, dream.
Okay.
You know how some people have dreams, like it talks about in the Bible, like visions or dreams?
Yeah.
I had a dream one time, and that was going on, and it was nuts.
You were a career criminal?
Yes. I robbed banks all the time, and it was like,
and it weighed
everything
on your conscience.
Done in the dark will be brought to the light. And I was like, dang, I've been robbing everything at night. So I just switched to the daytime. Got away with it. Career criminal. Terrible. In Maryland, at a national conference on food safety, attendees were taken ill with food poisoning.
Okay.
Wonderful. At the food safety conference.
That's called irony.
Ha ha. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? I don't. Astronomers report finding a planet that has a complete day that only lasts 8 hours.
Wow.
Sounds like someone's Sliders. You remember Sliders on the Sci-Fi Channel?
I do. Jerry O'Connell.
I'm Jerry O'Connell. I slid right out of my career. Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston. Is that how you say his name, Doug? Okay. Jameis Winston is accused of walking out of a Florida supermarket without paying for $32 in crab legs. What a jerk. Am I right?
Yeah.
$32 in crab legs.
Freshman Heisman Trophy winner.
That could have gone straight into the Static bank account, friend.
$32.
$32 in crab legs.
Come on.
How are you going to eat that many crab legs?
That's like 3 crab legs.
Crab legs are pretty good.
They're expensive, too.
Today's number of the day is 100.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Dang it.
But it's something pretty cool.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Number of stars in the sky.
Police in Teaneck, New Jersey. Arrested 62 students after a senior prank went a little too far. Police say the students broke into Teaneck High School, urinated in the hallways, flipped desks, sprayed silly string on the floor, smeared Vaseline on the doors, and taped hot dogs to lockers.
Okay.
Police were alerted to the break-in by an alarm. When they arrived, several students ran from the building while others hid inside. In the end, 62 high school seniors were arrested. Then all of them were charged with burglary and criminal mischief.
Gosh.
You don't pee in the hallway.
Yeah, guys, come on.
There's cameras in schools.
Yeah.
My only problem with The Amazing Spider-Man 1, well, not my only problem, but my biggest problem was, why is he running around in the school with his mask off?
Right.
There have to be cameras in that school.
Have to. You're in New York.
Hey, you in New York, buddy.
I'm just saying.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
Luckily, there wasn't anything like the school stuff in the second one.
Yeah.
A Beijing man is seeking to divorce his wife after she took their son to a tropical island province to escape the capital's notorious smog, saying the long-distance relationship had destroyed their marriage.
Mm.
The man married his wife in 2008 and had a son 2 years later, but their son developed serious health problems because of Beijing's air pollution, and his wife took the son to the southern resort island of Hainan to escape the haze. The wife didn't like it, nor did she like living apart from her husband. And whenever the two of them met, they fought. Fed up with this, the husband filed for divorce.
Gosh.
That's not the way to do long distance.
Blame it on the haze.
Blame it on the haze. Jamie Hayes.
He's coming to visit us.
Last month, the city of Portland, Oregon caused quite a stir after it announced it was going to flush more than 35 million gallons of water after a teenager decided to pee in the reservoir.
Come on, man.
Well, as it turns out, the city's decided not to flush the water.
What?
Instead, it will be transferred from the reservoir into another where it will be observed.
Hmm.
If the water remains algae-free, it will be kept as a pond or a water feature. Because that's cool. A urine-filled pond, a water feature.
Well, I mean, come on. If you think that a pond is without pee,
Think of the fish, the ducks, the whatevers. Oh, what just happened?
I don't know. Our screen back there just turned blank white. It says http://1.1 new session failed.
I need the nerds!
Guys, this is why we need you to come alongside us here at Static Radio. We want you to be a Static Fanatic. That's a monthly donor. We changed the name from Klingon because that was just too complicated. And that's fine. But anyway, Static Fanatic, come alongside us. Be a $30 a month donor. And you can help us get a computer that won't turn our screen white and make everything even more confusing than it already is. I live my life in a constant state of confusion, walking around in a mental haze, just trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. Maybe I'll live in Albuquerque for a few years and then go back to Nashville. Maybe I'll live here forever, find a place in the desert, build an underground bunker, and prepare for the apocalypse. I don't know. I'm still making a decision. But one day I'll make that decision, and that'll be a good day. What do you think, Sivo?
I'm down.
He's down. Here's what the family should be doing this weekend, if you're wondering. Planning a road trip that includes a stop in Avon, Ohio for the 11th annual Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. I know all you duct tape fans out there are just sticking around to something. The three-day celebration of all things duct tape is scheduled June 13th to 15th. The popular event aims to honor the history and heritage of Avon, considered to be the duct tape capital of the world, because that is what every city aspires to be. Because the city is home to duct tape and, I guess, the brand name of it. Event organizers are hoping to set a Guinness World Record, feats of strength, for the most people modeling in a duct tape fashion show. Which just sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I know Doug wears duct tape every day.
Got the phone line.
Let's see.
It's breaking news. We never answer the phone during breaking news.
Is it just a random phone call?
Yeah.
It's not from the room, is it?
No, no.
Come alongside us. Be a Static Fanatic. We need you.
That's right. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
A man who broke into a church in Germany left a trail of beer cans from the scene to his house. Police were able to follow the trail a few blocks. Watch out for that guy. A man carrying a suspicious powder put a Brooklyn emergency room on temporary lockdown early Sunday. The man brought the powder into Lutheran Medical Center's emergency room shortly before 1 a.m. and told workers he wasn't sure what the substance was. Police later determined the powder was a mixture of narcotics that didn't pose a threat to patients or staff. That's strange. Probably the career criminal that forgot to delete his thing.
Makes sense.
Former Orlando jewelry store employee confessed and apologized after he was confronted by police who suspected him of robbing the store in a werewolf mask last month. Several people, including the manager, said the man, a fired former assistant manager, resembled the culprit. He had a long snout, pointy ears, tended to be a little hairier than most people, and had fangs. Also, yellow eyes. The only other person I've ever seen with yellow eyes is Celeste. And those things are terrifying. She can peer into I think that's how she gets your soul.
Right.
The yellow eyes can peer into your soul and then just grab it.
It's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
It's like a fatality on Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
She should go on America's Got Talent.
It only happens every so often because it's really hard to actually get the up, down, right, whatever you got to do to get the fatality.
It's pretty inconceivable.
Mortal Kombat.
But we've seen it happen.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Or you can go to our Facebook page, get the phone number there.
Yeah, it's all right there.
And we need your support.
The last bit of breaking news today, I just want to talk about a very rich thing in New York that earns more money than I ever have in my life.
Okay.
For decades, the fire hydrant has been feared by any New York City driver who dares to venture out without a tape measure.
Yeah.
If your car comes within 15 feet of a fire hydrant in New York, the next thing you know, you may be at the tow pound picking it up with a several hundred dollar bill. Like, not a several hundred dollar bill.
Yeah.
Your bill will be $700.
Yeah.
A blogger for Gizmodo did some digging and found that the hydrant at 152 Forsyth Street in Manhattan was the most lucrative for New York City.
Oh, no.
It averages $33,000 in tickets per year.
Oh, my gosh!
That inanimate object makes more than I do, everyone. Well, more than I do. And that makes me greatly happy, so excited. to be behind the inanimate object in New York. That's just how things are in New York.
Yeah.
You know? If we had more static fanatics, maybe this could change.
Hey, maybe. Maybe. You never know. Because right now we're looking at operating costs of $370,000 a year, and he's not making that up. It's a ministry.
It's a ministry.
It's a ministry. We mm-hmm. don't make...
The Lord always provides.
We don't make it to amen to that.
You know what? The
it's
Lord doesn't
incredible.
Provide for this fire hydrant. People do.
Yeah, dogs pee on that.
That's right.
So,
but then it makes money.
Yep.
So should I let dogs pee on? Is that the logical connection?
No, I guess not.
If I let dogs pee on me, do I get money?
I was trying to make it seem like
we'll try
you were cooler
we'll
than
try
the
it
fire
for a week.
Hydrant.
I'll try it for a week. That's what we'll do.
But we really do need your support. We're a listener-supported station, and we are all here because we believe in this ministry, because God has given us this vision for something different, to do something unlike any other quote-unquote Christian radio station in the nation. We want to provide a morning show that you enjoy.
That's right.
We want to be real.
Wake up!
We also want to provide music that not only speaks to you, but challenges you.
Yeah.
Whatever walk of life you are, and wherever you're at in the
world. The challenge isn't a 30-day only listen to Christian music challenge,
nope.
With the challenge being deciding which cliff you're going to drive off of. So that's not our challenge.
That's not our challenge.
But
it's
I see
totally
the effectiveness.
Challenge. Yeah.
Because what you do is you make people listen to only Christian music for 30 days, and then it gets them to heaven faster.
Right. That's
because
good.
Because they're like, I'm out. With the, I'm done. I can't stand it.
We'll never do that.
Which cliff? Where's the nearest cliff?
We're non-commercial, so we won't play crazy commercials, but we will say, hey, we need your support. We need your help. And if you believe in static radio, we're asking right now. Come alongside us. Be a static fanatic. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. And man, we are moments behind. Should we go to Doug?
Yeah, we should go.
I feel like we need to talk to
our intern. I do
want to
say that they might shut down that thing because there's some weirdness around it, and the police say it shouldn't be getting tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Your days are numbered, fire hydrant.
See, there you go. You still have a job at least.
Maybe.
Yeah. Intern Doug!
There he is.
There is Intern Doug.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning, sir.
I have breaking news for you guys.
What?
Matthew from Albuquerque called just a minute ago, and he wanted to let everybody know his mom just gave a donation of $20 to the station.
Thank you, Matthew
Incredible.
From Albuquerque's mom.
That's awesome.
Yes.
You can, too. Just be like Matthew from Albuquerque's mom. 1-866-730-4921.
Yes, and kids, if you need to, you go into your parents' purse. I'm just kidding.
No, you do not!
Don't
intern,
do that.
That's okay. We can't fire him. He's an intern.
He's an intern.
So,
Doug,
right.
you could say so much stuff. We'll talk about it later.
All right. You just feed me the script.
I got it. Wait, what?
Today is May 2nd, 2014, day 122 of the year. There are 243 days remaining. First up this morning, singer-songwriter... Such songs as Love Will Set You Free, Please Release Me, and this jam, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Oh, man. Speaking of not being able to take their eyes off of each other, Pat and Annette Lopez in Las Cruces, monthly contributors. He works for Barnett Harley-Davidson down there. They donated a leather jacket and some gear for our share-a-thon. She sent in an email and said, I'd like to wish my beautiful wife a happy anniversary today. Annette, thank you for putting up with me. I love you. And to use that Waverly line, I haven't stopped falling in love with you. Whoa!
Somersault!
Somersault! Congratulations, Lopez's. That's pretty incredible.
Congrats, friends.
This is... Who is this?
This is Heath Ledger singing to Julia Stiles in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, man.
Doug knows what I'm saying. Bam!
Taming of the Shrew.
This is Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert, what happened?
Humperdinck.
The naming factory.
It was the prince from the Princess Bride, right?
Beautiful.
Humperdinck.
Humperdinck.
Engelbert Humperdinck is a ripe old age of 74 years old. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, 74. That's what
I think old boy is 81.
Today, he is the ripe old age of 78.
Ah! That's like right in the middle of us. I love you! Foreigner! Lou Gramm!
Yes.
Yes!
Whoa! Yes.
One of the greatest voices in the world. I'm not even messing around.
Shout out to my dad, because Foreigner is his favorite band.
That was my dad's favorite band,
too. Yeah!
That was his absolute favorite band. Oh my gosh, Doug, turn it up.
Doug, jam
little
it.
Time to think things over. Lou Gramm, he's a believer, you know.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Is that why he calls his band Foreigner?
He's a foreigner in this world,
okay.
Walking around, trying to find himself in the desert. Maybe he'll let a dog pee on him for a week to see if he makes more money. Sounds awesome. I'm going to pray about it.
Lou Gramm, dude. Lou Gramm. Respect.
Why haven't we done a Foreigner Flashback Friday?
I don't know.
Where you at on that one,
Doug? I requested that from Stever 140,000 times. We could just do Foreigner 4, the entire record, cover to cover, and it'd be incredible.
All right, how old's Lou Gramm?
I don't want to guess, because then we have to stop listening to the song.
Guess, baby.
Oh, man. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. Okay, Lou Gramm is 54? Oh, listen to that voice! Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this life. How old is Lou Gramm? Nice. I wanna know what love is. How have we never done this for karaoke?
Hang on.
Get the choir behind us.
I want Doug to show Steve.
I said I want Doug to show Steve. You guys, it's gonna get crazy in here. Static Fanatic. Whoa!
1-866-730-4921. Who else is gonna sing you some Lou Gramm?
I'll tell you who's not. Nobody else.
That's right. What? How old is Lou Gramm?
Lou Gramm is 73 today.
God. I'm offended.
He's 64 today.
64!
64.
Hey. 64. Brief shout out to Don.
In my life.
Don's little brother.
Yeah.
Got this incredible scholarship program.
I saw that.
Awesome.
Saw that.
Shout out to Hunter. I don't know if he's listening,
gonna be
but
a doctor.
It's awesome.
He's going to make seven times what we make combined.
And seven times what that fire hydrant's making.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
fire, you got nothing on Hunter fire hydrant.
It is John Krasinski's
John
birthday.
Krasinski.
It is Michael Scott's, better known
Steve
as Steve Carell.
American actress, comedian, and writer. She's best known from her role as Erin Hannon on The Office.
I don't know her real name.
The films Bridesmaids and 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
She also will be starring in a new sitcom on NBC created by Tina Fey.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
what was she? Wait, is her name Erin in real life?
No.
Okay. Erin. She has brown hair. She was Andy's girlfriend towards the end of the show.
Nope.
Okay.
Ellie Kemper.
Ellie Kemper. Ellie. Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, Ellie Kemper. And Bridesmaids,
she was a teacher in 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, I do know.
And Bridesmaids, she was hanging out with the lady from Reno 911, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that far in The Office. I gave up. I'm sorry, guys.
You need to go back.
You don't tell me what to do.
You need to clock back in.
She
it's the office.
Is.
That was a work pun.
She is 38 years old.
Nah, 33.
She is 34.
Ah!
My bad. My bad.
Dude,
my
bad. I wish I'd have got that right, man.
Next up, fashion designer Donatella Versace.
Oh, Versace.
Donatella Versace.
78 years young.
83.
59.
Okay. So all right.
What? So we're, what, Doug?
You know?
Next up, he currently drives the number 18 Toyota Camry in the NASCAR
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Oh, dude, 88 is Jr.
And number 54 in Toyota Camry in the Nationwide Series for Joe Gibbs Racing.
Wait, 18 in Sprint Cup?
Yes.
Wait.
Burt Reynolds.
What the crap? Who is 18? Why can't
is it Kenny Powers?
Is it? It's not Kyle. Is
KP.
It?
No.
He owns Kyle Busch Motorsports.
KP.
Is it Kyle Busch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kenny Powers.
My wife's a big old Kurt Busch fan, so she can't stand his little brother. Mostly because he's also not the nicest. Kyle Busch today is younger than us and making a gajillion dollars.
There you go.
He is 33.
He is 28 if he's younger than me.
Yeah, that's true. That's
29.
True. Ah!
Dang, dude. Sorry. Man, I almost had that in two, y'all.
Next up, not the British Bulldog.
Oh, Davy Jones?
Davy Boy Smith.
Davy Boy Smith, whatever. Davy Boy.
Former footballer. He played for Manchester United.
Woo! Preston. David Beckham.
Yeah.
Beckham.
Bend it like him.
Married to Posh Spice.
Yes, David Beckham. Just the name alone
he's
makes...
He's got a fantastic underwear line.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about it. I've just read... I've heard from
Shout
Steve-O.
Out to Nicole Myers, David's wife.
Yeah.
She met him once.
Shout out to
the
Dave.
World knew because I could hear her screams from...
I heard that, too. Yeah. I was back in Nashville.
That's what it
something.
Was.
Okay,
That's
I was
It was Nick when she met Beckham.
Interesting.
He is 37.
He today is 40. He today is 39.
Oh, so close.
And the last birthday this morning.
Last birthday!
The last one.
Former college football player for the University of Miami. Last year,
Emmett
he
Smith.
Was the highest grossing actor in Hollywood.
Oh,
Will
the
Smith.
Rock. The
Some
Rock.
People know him simply as
The Rock.
The People's Champ.
Dwayne!
Oh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson!
What's The Rock cooking? He's probably cooking meat, which is what I need to do. I left some in the refrigerator, and I don't want it to go bad, so I need
That's
to cook
bad.
It. Yeah! Don't let the
you
meat
the
go bad. When you take it out of the freezer,
Brahma-bull.
You got five
Brahma-bull.
Days at the most to cook it.
People's
this has
elbow.
Been informational. Thing
Rock
from
bottom.
Mateo.
That was really good.
The Tater. Rock and sock connection.
Oh, snap.
Let's talk more about the meat I left out. It's in the refrigerator right freaking now. I gotta take it in, cook it in the oven because I don't want to mess with my grill. It's sitting outside. I don't have a propane tank. I think I left it at Steve-O's the other day. If I cook the meat out in the open, will the cats get into it?
The struggle is real.
The Rock is 34.
The Rock is 36?
The Rock is 42.
Okay,
if I would have done
better.
That and then gotten the age right, mic drop. I would have clocked out and gone home. You don't get no better than that.
That was incredible.
It's just my stream of consciousness.
No one freestyles like you. No one.
Stream of consciousness rap from Mateo.
If you love hip-hop, if you love rhymes like Mateo's,
yeah.
And you want to keep Team Awesome Morning Party going strong, we need your support. We're a listener-supported station. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Maybe you want to get buff like The Rock. Maybe you're going, oh, The Rock, dude. I'll never be like him. You could be. Desert Forge CrossFit hooked us up with some passes. We've got personal trainers. We got three personal training sessions. We've got five CrossFit classes at Desert Forge CrossFit. But you have to call right now.
Those are going.
Yeah.
They've already started going this
yeah.
morning.
So 1-866-730-4921. Sign up to be a monthly contributor. Anybody who calls in with a monthly donation of $30 or more. We've got a static swag bag with gift cards to Parchments, to Square Root Salon, to The Mix, Game Room and Skate Park. We've got an exclusive vinyl. We've got t-shirts. Man, you just got to call us up. We want to bless you back. Be a part of Static Radio. Be a static fanatic.
Be a static fanatic.
All right.
I say we just end on that note.
Okay.
7 o'clock. Let's just do it.
All right. Intern Doug telling us what to do.
That's what I'm
what
talking about. That's my people's champ
Did
right
the
there.
Did the intern just produce us?
I like him.
That's why he's our producer.
I just want to say, too, that my boss, Daniel, just recommended that I record a rap EP for the next show.
I would love that.
Stream of consciousness rap. It'll be about the mundane parts of life.
I'll play the guitar.
Can I produce?
All right.
Yes, Doug.
Can I do, like, the harmonies and, like, the stuff in the background?
Dave will make my beats.
Okay.
You'll do guitar and harmonies. Okay. Doug will produce.
Army with harmony.
Can
what?
I be the hype man, too? Like, can I just be, like, Diddy and just in the background?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But only from, like... From Biggie's Ready to Die record, where he was like, who's that guy in the background? Not when he became
P.
Diddy.
Yeah. We're not,
no. We don't want that.
This is my stuff. We're not bringing in influences from the outside.
Okay. All right.
That's wrong.
Well, we got a great show for you today. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. He'll be in hanging out with us. We're also going to be talking with Linda from NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness.
Woo-woo!
So, National Awareness.
We're
going to
figure it out. We want you guys to call in
1-866-730-4921.
If you know what NAMI means, call in right now. Tell our operators and sign up to be a static fanatic. $30 a month, you'll get
That's
a static
right.
swag bag with tons of cool stuff in it.
Boom. On the way back, Sam Swan, some Andrew Bell, some David Ramirez, and more of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That's right! Taking Back Sunday. This is all now. Culture Shock. If you'd like more information on Culture Shock, mystaticradio.com. While you're there,
what?
You can totally donate.
Tell them what to do about it.
It is mystaticradio.com. Get there. There's a giant donate button. Donate to the cause. We're a listener-supported station. It is our final day of the Share-a-thon. We don't beg for money often.
But when we do,
we go hard
for money.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us.
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Dude, it's going amazingly well.
Is it really? I've been listening a little bit. I haven't had much car time listening to the radio.
We've rebranded.
Yeah.
People are tired of the Klingon thing. It's so confusing. Nobody gets it.
Yeah.
How about the Static Fanatic?
I heard that this morning. I was like, I'm liking that.
Yeah.
It rhymes.
It's way more brandable.
There you go. So we have 49 brand new Static Fanatics.
Excellent.
49 new. Our goal is 100, which means we need to step up our game. We need 51 more.
Call in now.
We have 11 hours to do that.
Call in now.
So we need roughly 5 an hour.
We can do that.
We can do that. So we need you to call now. 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for $30 monthly contributors. We're a nonprofit organization. We are a listener-supported station. So your donation is tax deductible, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody who calls in and donates with the monthly contribution, we have a Static swag bag that has, man, a range of goodies. We've got gift cards to Parchments, our bookstore here.
Oh, yeah?
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
The Mix Game Room and Skate Park, which has a full skate shop. They hooked us up. We also have gift cards courtesy of Square Roots Lawn, so you can get your hair did.
Yeah.
We've got t-shirts and the Beautiful Gallows, local artists of the Albuquerque area. We'll play their track this hour. They actually pressed a vinyl for us.
Oh, sweet.
We've had a lot of people going, dude, where can I find that song? Because they had never released it. And we finally said, dude, you guys should put this out. And they said, you know what? It really wouldn't have even gotten any attention if not for you guys. How about we just make some vinyls and you guys have them for your Share-a-thon.
So
we have vinyls.
Vinyl.
Of their single.
The way music was intended to be.
They just gifted it. Yeah, for the listener. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're listening to goth rock, you know, vinyl, bruh.
Yeah.
So I believe we have one more. Do we have one more from Desert Forge CrossFit?
Yes.
Okay. Desert Forge CrossFit also partnered with us and said, hey, we want to support you guys. So Nick, the owner, gave us personal training sessions and classes. So there's 5 classes and 3 personal training sessions, a value of like $2.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is call in with a monthly contribution of at least $30 or more a month, and we'll hook you up with that. Or, hey, check it out. Tomorrow night at Santa Ana Star Center, Toby Mac, Skillet, Lecrae, Tadashi, I think Capital Kings, a bunch of artists are going
to
be here.
We've been joking that they add a new band to that show every day.
Because there's so many bands.
They just called me just now.
And they were like, hey, just
House.
You, the rap, we want more of your hip-hop.
They're very
impressed.
I'm the MC of consciousness.
MC in the house.
So it's looking like Mateo's going to be throwing down rhymes. But that's Saturday night. If you don't have tickets to Toby Mac, check it out. We have floor tickets.
Yeah, floor
which
tickets are
hard to
come
by.
That is, yeah.
So we've got floor tickets to Toby Mac, Skillet, Lecrae for a monthly contribution of $50 or more. We're going to pass you a pair of tickets to see Toby Mac, Skillet, Lecrae. There you go.
I like it.
You got to call now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
Did you hear the Jets?
I heard George. George just flew by.
Going old school.
Yeah.
Going old school.
I want to know who's going to clean up this mess from all the stuff Mateo was throwing down a minute ago.
Thanks,
I walked
Sam.
In, there was stuff all over the floor.
Speaking of old school, K-Lite, K-L-Y-T, our
K-L-Y-T.
Call letters, this radio station has been operating for 39 years now.
Crazy.
So it's been a while. You've actually been a part of this ministry for a long time. You used to do a segment on K-Lite.
Yeah, it was called The Power Source with Sam
Swan. What? Yeah!
Sam, told me that!
I had my own little theme music and everything.
So talk about what this station has meant to you personally, because I know, you know, we're here, we're in our 3-day Share-a-thon, we're asking for people to give money, which, man, You know, when you're asking for money, that's like, well, why? Why do? Why should I give?
Yeah.
But what has this station meant to you? I mean, you've been a part of it for a very long time.
Well, a long time ago, you know, when Christian music really first started kind of coming, having more of a mainstream feel.
Yeah.
You know, back after the Gaithers and all that, which, that, you know, that's good for folks that like them.
Yeah.
But then some of the bands started really coming and really writing some quality stuff that younger people liked. And I was I was in college and a young youth pastor, and I heard it one time. I came up to Albuquerque and heard it, and I was like, man, I wish we had something like that we could listen to where I lived at the time.
Yeah.
And over the years, they came up with, back in those days, they called them the translators.
Yeah.
'Cause now they're satellators, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so your community, if a particular community wanted to have a translator, you could raise a whole bunch of money, and then they would put a translator in that community. So that's kind of how the beginning of how K-Lite started spreading. Well, then I moved to Albuquerque. I was a youth pastor at Sandia Baptist in the early 90s. And somehow, I don't even know how it happened, I heard a guy doing a thing on the radio, like a 3-minute Bible study in the mornings, and so I just got a hold of somebody, and I kind of had a connection with the station manager back in those days, and so we talked, and it turns out to do that, somebody had to pay for me to be on the air. That was part of the way that they did
fundraising. You were like a missionary, missionary.
So what happened is, I got a business guy in our church, because it was you know, the name of the church where I was the youth pastor was on the air every day at 3:20 in the afternoons. And I did a 3-minute Bible study. And so there was a business in our church, a guy in our church who donated the money every month to pay for me to be on the air for that 3-minute Bible study called The Power Source. And so I'd come on and, you know, tell these funny little stories and make a quick little point, kind of like the evangelism minute.
Asians for Christ.
Yeah. And that, yeah. So it was along those lines like that.
Yeah.
So it was cool because I got to be on the radio.
And
I would go on Monday mornings with Matt Gentry.
Oh, man. I was with him this last
weekend. We would record. I saw that picture on Instagram. We would record the week's worth of Bible studies on Monday morning, and then, you know, they just run them at the end. And then sometimes, like, during their fundraising thing, and every once in a while, they just have me come in and do a live thing. I spent some time on air with Peter Benson, and I spent... So I just got to hang out, and it was really fun. In fact, one of my funniest memories is during, like, the Share-a-thon thing. Everybody's talking, and they're talking about raising money, and we're doing this, and this is what the station is, and then they threw it to me. What do you think, Sam? And it completely caught me off guard, and I was yeah, exactly. And that's when the station manager goes, Sam, this is live radio. When it's thrown to you, you speak. Even if you don't have anything to say, you just make words up. You just start talking. You don't have anything to say. You just keep talking. You just move your lips. You just make noise so people think. So there's no... It's called dead air.
Dead
Sam.
Air.
We don't believe in dead air.
We don't.
We want to resurrect the dead air. So speak. So it was that, you know, just one of those little funny things like that. So then over the years, as, you know, the internet came into be, and now people can listen to this radio station all over.
Yeah.
That music, it was always kind of the cutting edge Christian station, because I would travel to Dallas and other places that had Christian music. Which, that was fine, but it was more of an adult contemporary style at that time. Well, the thing that I loved about K-Lite is that it was really the first, what I understand, the first Christian hit station in the country.
Yeah.
So that, to me, as a young college age and a little after college youth pastor dude, that was cool, because then I could help my students to be discerning in the music that they listen to.
Yeah.
And you know, I was never one of those guys that said, you got to throw out all your rock and roll, it's all evil, because all the people that did that, then they'd listen to country.
Yeah,
and I'm like, country's just as bad.
Why should the devil have all the good music?
Exactly. Why should he have all the good music?
Was that the thing?
That was part of what it was. It was all satanic and all of that. And that's kind of why Striper had that song.
Yeah.
Why should the devil have all the good music? And there were other groups that did similar things like that. But anyway, The deal was, I wanted to teach my kids to be discerning, because not everything is evil.
Right.
And so I want to teach them to think.
Yeah.
And to allow God to speak to their hearts and minds, and let them make decisions based on their convictions as where they are in their journey.
Yeah.
So that was an alternative. You can listen to this radio station because the music is becoming as good as mainstream music.
Yeah.
There were some transitional issues there, obviously, with some of the bands. But
that was your K-Lite experience.
But that was my K-Lite experience. And so now, you know, with the internet and everything, it's cool. And then I really like what Static is doing now.
Yeah.
in playing the culture shock, in playing some music that we may not, that even maybe you guys may not agree with what the message of the song is, but it allows the opportunity to have discussion. You're riding with somebody in the car and the song comes on and goes, man, this is on a Christian radio station? And you're like, well, yeah,
it's
but
real.
But listen to the lyric, and then it provides an opportunity for conversation.
Yeah.
And not only does it provide an opportunity for conversation, but I think it also challenges us to not be stuck in this Christian bubble.
Yeah.
This idea that because first of all, music is not Christian or unchristian. Music is neutral. The message in the song can every songwriter, I believe this with all my heart, every single songwriter has a message that he or she wants to get across.
Absolutely.
And it's either a positive message or it's a negative message.
Yeah.
And I think back to songs from my childhood that preacher types were saying those are evil songs, but when you listen to the song, it's a song about love, or it's a song about creation, or maybe not, they don't use the word creation, but it's a song about the beautiful trees and
the beautiful mystery, the
all that stuff. Any of those things like that, that's not evil,
right?
That, you know, you can't we get ourselves in trouble, I think, when we start lumping things into these categories all in one shot. And you can't, because not all quote unquote Christian music is good.
I was
going
to say, and that's kind of the heart
of it. There's a lot of bad theology out there.
And there's a lot of bad theology, or there's a bad heart behind it, because I remember when we interviewed Dan from Jars, and his big quote, you know, it was, you know, why is worship music so popular? And he said, honestly, because there's a lot of money in it right now.
Absolutely.
So not everybody was writing music because of the heart behind it, like, I want to praise the Lord. It was, man, we can make a lot of money. Yeah. And quote-unquote Christian genre music, it's almost become, it's a genre. That's all it is. It's a genre of music. It's catering to a specific person.
Right.
Well, and so with Static Radio, we wanted to do something different.
Absolutely.
And so I want to go to the phone lines. We've got an operator, someone from... We talked too long.
Sorry,
what you were saying, no, what you're saying is true, because for a while there, Christian music in general was very lucrative. I remember being in college thinking, man, if we were...
Yeah.
When we were starting our band, if this takes off, then we could be set for a long time. And my intentions weren't to make money at the time, you know. But... now the sad thing is most of the music that gets played on the huge Christian stations is worship music. So that's become like the selling point.
Right.
So think about that. Take a step back and think about it. Music that is supposed to be written directly to the Lord, worshiping our Lord and Savior, is actually being written and being played because it is safe and is a moneymaker and will ensure listeners. It will ensure artists make money. You know, that's a flaw.
Yeah,
that's flaw right there.
Yeah.
So we're trying to change it. We're trying to pioneer something, do something different. If you would like to be a part of that, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. I say we're trying to, but we're going into year 3 of Static Radio.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty jazzed about that. Boom, I want to go out to the operator room. Hello.
Hello. I've got a dad here who's just made a one-time, very generous donation because his son listens to us.
Okay. Right.
Hang on.
Static, hello.
Morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
How's it going?
You, sir, are on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio. Live radio. Welcome.
Oh.
Welcome.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Ray. I'm actually RJ's dad.
RJ's dad! Yes!
Oh, cool.
RJ, who calls in regularly.
Yeah.
Amazing little dude. Had a chance to meet him a couple times,
actually. Got to meet him.
And, contributes to Mad Lib Monday, Fun Joke Friday randomly.
Awesome.
He's a good little dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you've raised a rad little dude, so congratulations and kudos.
Well, thank you, guys. And, he loves listening to you guys, and of course I listen, and my wife listens. And my daughter, but it's great. And I know yesterday somebody spoke about being able to listen to your guys' radio station as a family.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I mean, it's such a blessing. And, of course, we've been blessed. We wanted to kind of share with you guys. And we're Klingons, and I think you changed the name today.
We are. We're changing it to Static Fanatic.
Static Fanatic. Come on. It flows. You like that better, right? Right, Ray Static? RJ's
well,
Static.
You know what I like is Fun Joke Friday, but hey, you guys got rid of that. Come on.
Well, do you have a joke for us right now?
Yeah. Do you have a joke, Ray?
No, I don't.
Well, then how are we supposed to bring it back?
That's the reason I wanted to make a donation and just support you guys. And I think you guys have done a great job and a wonderful thing that you guys are doing for the community and the state and the country and the world, actually. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
So as somebody who just dropped a large,
generous
our
donation.
Operator, they just slid a piece of paper under the thing, and so I'm trying to collect my thoughts and keep it together.
He just picked his jaw off the floor. Thank you.
You have set a high bar here for this hour for people listening. Would you mind talking about why it is that you gave so generously and what it is? I mean, you could have bought a car. why Static Radio? I mean, I know you talked about the family aspect, but I mean, that's a large chunk of change. I love our station too. I don't think I have that much money to just drop on Static.
That's incredible, man.
So yeah. thank you for that. But yeah, tell us why.
God has blessed me and my family tremendously, and really that I got to give back. And the fact that when I was an early believer and I was listening to other radio stations I probably shouldn't have been listening to, and the fact that I can listen to you guys and I know it's going to be uplifting and it's going to be wholesome, it's a wonderful thing. And the fact that I can also have my son do this, it makes it even more meaningful. And so that's, because I've shared and grown from this, I wanted to be able to kind of help out others.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It means so much to hear testimonies like that. So thank you, and thank you for grabbing on to the vision of Static Radio and for being a part of this ministry, because your contribution is the reason we're able to go all over the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you for blessing this ministry.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate all the work you guys are doing. And I know you guys have a great time. And so it's for the whole station. You know, we love listening to Mitch as well. And it's just you guys have a wonderful show. And definitely you guys have heard this before, but it's one of a kind.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Right on.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Man!
That's awesome.
That was incredible.
Very generous donation. Thank you so much.
Now, maybe you are not a business owner. Maybe you don't have large sums of cash to throw out. But you can spare a dollar a day. You can spare having one less Starbucks a week. You can spare rocking one less Urban Tank Talk a month. Because those are crazy expensive.
Oh, we have we've got a list right here of things that people spend money on.
Yeah, dude, I was looking at some of these things. Bottled water. It's ridiculous how much people spend monthly on bottled water.
Yeah, yeah.
Cable TV, the average is almost $100 a month that people spend on cable television.
Wait, somebody's paying only $100 a month? I need to call them.
Oh, you need to talk to me, buddy.
Just kidding. Okay. Just kidding. I don't do cable. I'm
the guy. Well, so am I. I don't spend $100. Do you spend $100? Okay, good.
New.
I don't either. Yeah, I'm like,
new.
Coffee shops.
Besides, it just sounds more new agey.
On average, anytime somebody walks into, say, a local Starbucks, the average cost, $5 per hit for your caffeine fix.
That's for those people that buy those girly foo-foo drinks.
I'm just saying.
I know.
So it's crazy.
You buy just regular coffee.
So maybe you can't afford that large lump sum, but you can't afford a dollar a day. You can't afford $30 a month. That's what we're asking. Be a Static fanatic. Be a part of this ministry like RJ's dad just said. Right?
That was awesome.
Dude, the whole family can listen, which is amazing because we're definitely edgier. We do things differently here. And it's cool to hear that people actually do believe we're one of a kind, because we'd like to think we're pioneering something different.
And understand, it's not for the sake of being edgy. It's not for the sake of being
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely not.
If it was for the sake of being cool, we would be doing something horribly wrong, because we get emails every day about how not cool we are.
Right.
And if it was for the sake of being cool, you wouldn't have old youth pastors like me come in.
Very true. I'm just kidding.
Wait.
I was expecting some love there.
It was self-deprecating.
Yes,
I don't know. But you got to understand, we truly believe that it's time to get our heads out of the sand.
Yes.
And pretending like everything's cool and we can just literally live in our little bubble, because that's just not the way the world works.
Yeah.
Jesus himself said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And if we live with our heads in the sand, then we're not even taking him up on his word when he says that, you know? So this station is all about trying to make you think as a believer.
To love the Lord your God with all of your mind. Because a lot of times we get the heart aspect right, and we think that we've got it covered because we're mushy and gushy and it's all feelings, but it's not just that. We're called to reason.
Yeah.
And so we try and do that through this culture. Paul did that, and that's where our vision began in Acts 17:28, when Paul said, "In him we live and move and have our being," as some of your pagan poets have said. And that was the pagan poet Epimenides. He was in the Areopagus, like hanging out with all the thinkers. And talking about this pagan poet Epimenides, who wrote this poetry on Zeus. Mm-hmm. So this guy was trying to point to Zeus. Paul used it for the glory of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're doing here with modern-day poets, if you will, like Dave Grohl,
yeah,
like Chris Martin, like different artists, Marcus Mumford, those artists that mm-hmm. are writing these songs and don't realize it's scripture that yeah. they are writing these edifying things that the body can use, that can be useful, that we can test it and go, man, that lines up with God's word, and they don't even realize
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's incredible. Speaking of artists, I wanted to play this track because
yeah.
everyone who calls in with a monthly donation of $30 or more, you're going to get a Static swag bag. You're going to get a bag that's got gift cards to different local businesses that have supported Static Radio. You're also going to get an exclusive vinyl from the Beautiful Gallows. Local artists to the Albuquerque area, they put this together. And to be completely honest, they put this together not thinking anybody was going to care. I don't think they thought anybody was going to like it. And then we played it for New Music Tuesday, and people loved it. And people started asking where they could get the song. And it just wasn't available because the artist didn't care enough to put it out. They've since released it. You can check out our website, mystaticradio.com, on mm-hmm. ways that you can actually get a copy of the song, the download, because they gave it to us. And now 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio.
It's true.
And everyone who calls in with a $30 monthly contribution gets a pressed vinyl of Beautiful Gallows to the End. So we're going to play it for you.
We're going to play it.
1-866-730-4921. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. The hour has come.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Here's a little bit.
What?
A little bit of love to go around. That's what's going on.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Yeah, man.
That's right. The station is Baptist approved. So if you go to Hoffmantown,
it's Toby Mac approved.
Means you probably live in San Juan. Means you got some extra cash to spend.
At least by this Baptist. I don't know if the rest of them are not.
Speaking of Baptists, I want to talk about something that we could all maybe do a little without if we wanted to be a
wait,
donator.
Wait. Beautiful. Doing without Baptists?
Yeah, well, you know. No. Speaking of Baptists.
No, because they do without dancing.
Yeah, they.
Laughter.
And
cards.
It's about time.
Joy.
That we can't play cards, but we are allowed to play 42 with dominoes.
There you go.
You're allowed to play dominoes, but you can't play cards? Come on. We're
going
to rewrite some of these fake laws that we made up.
Okay.
Okay.
We call them the unwritten rules.
The unspoken.
The unspoken.
Yeah. No, those are prayer requests.
Prayer requests. I got an unspoken.
I had
please.
A lady tell me one time I had a goatee, and she said, I thought she said, I like your goatee. We were in line for Wednesday night supper.
Yeah.
And she said, I like your goatee. And I said, oh,
Sam.
Thank you. She goes, no, I do not like your goatee. And I'm like, where else in the world can I go where people feel like they have the right to tell me what I can have on my face or not?
Isn't David Crowder Baptist? That dude's got like the craziest goatee of all time.
I know. This was BD. This was before David Crowder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another thing that Sam's told me that Baptists
BDC.
Love to spend money on is the lottery. I'm kidding. If there's anything that Baptists don't spend money on, it's
so
the lottery.
You found a list of crazy things
Thanks
that people
to give up.
Spend their money
and
on.
And this is not to make anybody feel bad. I just want to be, I'm trying to give you practical examples of things that you could do without.
That's a good call.
If you wanted to donate to Static, but you're not sure and you're like, I just don't know if I have the money. But then you take a step back and say, well, what am I spending money on?
Right.
Here's an example, because I read this and I was pretty surprised. I never get lottery tickets ever.
Nope.
It's just never. I don't think in Mississippi, I don't think the lottery was legal. So I literally never grew up with.
But racism is.
Yes. So, you know, there's a little
well,
give and take.
That's a whole other Bible study right there.
Give and take in the South. Pray for the tornado victim, Steve-O. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, he just, take that.
Dude, he just did a natural disaster juke on you.
Oh, wait. That's
I got,
not what
I got good
do.
Ones.
Gosh, I quit.
I got good ones. It was a Dixie juke.
There you go.
Anyway.
You go.
Yes, I didn't grow up with the lottery,
yeah.
But like Don's dad in Florida, it's fair game.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
You know,
here,
and it's
here
more,
too.
It's more like it's just a fun thing. Yeah. I get it.
Hey man, you got your numbers.
Yeah,
this week?
It's just a fun like little goof. We've given lottery tickets as a gift before.
Right. When I turned 18, like on my 18th birthday, it was like,
all right, I'm gonna win $1 million
today. Just on the off chance, you know. And so don't think that I'm coming down on you for lottery if you're an avid lottery thing. But
yeah, because what's the difference between buying a lottery ticket and putting it into a 401k? I mean, it's kind of lottery, right, when you're playing the stocks?
In this
because
economy,
it could crash on you.
I suppose if you want to try to justify it that way, go right ahead.
In this economy, nothing is safe.
But nothing!
Economists call the lottery a stupid person's tax. I'm not calling you stupid. Economists are. So if
okay.
you know
the lottery,
an economist...
The lottery might be less risky than the stock market. I don't know.
You never know.
I'm serious. I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Tell
you're,
that to my
you
people.
You more than likely, when it comes to the lottery, you more than likely will never win.
Yeah.
More than likely, it's not going to happen. It's like the Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
It's like all those sweepstakes. More than likely, and I'm not saying it could never happen, but
right.
more than likely, not going to happen. Yeah, I'm talking to you out there that you just went in the gas station and you bought 10 lottery tickets. You're the guy I'm talking to.
Yeah.
So anyway, stop spending $10 a week on a piece of paper.
Oh, $10 a week?
Stop. That's I guess, the average.
Is that right?
People that go for the lottery, it's around $10 a
wow.
week.
Gosh!
Okay, stop dreaming. Take a course on basic statistics.
Yeah.
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
Because that money will serve you much better put towards other things. An example of that I'm giving you is to donate to this here radio
there
station. Because
yes.
if you're listening to me right now and you're laughing but you're a little offended, you need to drop the lottery and give me your money.
1-866-730-4921 is the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. We are a listener-supported station. We're asking for your help right now. We love being able to be
yeah.
a part of the community, not
we
just here
it.
In Albuquerque, but around the world. We got emails this week from Austria, Australia,
Belgium,
Belgium,
New Jersey,
Afghanistan.
New Jersey.
It's been, yeah, New Jersey.
Wait,
randomly.
There's a New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
From New
it's
Jersey.
Like New Mexico.
There you go.
It's not like regular Mexico.
So it's been incredible to hear from, and then, you know, Colorado as well, from Montana. We've gotten some great emails from people who listen.
Mississippi, Tennessee,
all over,
Alabama.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, we got a phone call. Somebody moving to Alabama. Virginia.
Oh, I heard
we got
that
a Klingon or a Static Fanatic.
Static Fanatic.
Yeah, you got to get the new.
Gosh.
Language.
Here's the thing,
from
too.
Virginia.
Logically, one more thing on the lottery.
Yeah.
Just think about this. Take it where the evidence goes. If you're spending a lot of money on lottery tickets, you're probably not good at math because you're realizing that you're wasting money. You're not realizing it. But even if you did win, I'm going to say logically your poor math skills aren't going to make you do very well with that money.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And
it's
not
a
only
lose-lose situation.
Right.
Not only that, when I'm at the gas station,
yeah.
and I'm just going in because the pump doesn't have the receipt and I got to go in to get my receipt,
mm-hmm.
I'm standing behind the guy buying $40 worth of lottery tickets,
yeah.
and all I want is a receipt.
Right.
Get out of my way.
Yeah, get out of Sam's
so
way.
So save your money. Save your money. Get out of my way and donate some money to Static.
That's just an example.
There you go.
There
By the way,
go.
just to clarify, when you said give to me, Mateo, literally you don't get the money, right? Because
no,
that's,
I get
that's
it.
Making me think about.
I get it, Sam.
Oh, well, then I need to rethink my donation.
No, you.
Not true.
You said that you would give me your money, Sam. No,
yeah.
it totally. It goes to the station.
I'm just kidding.
Now, and with that,
I'm just
of
messing
course.
With you.
A portion of that goes to Mateo in a sense
well,
because
sure.
Our operating costs are about $370,000 a year
yeah.
for Static Radio. We're
yeah.
a non-commercial station, so we don't have the crazy beer commercials that pay millions.
Right.
Our friends, you know, Buck, Dax, and Baxter, we got to see mm-hmm. them this week, talk to them this week,
yeah.
and it's amazing to see how much money in advertising,
that's it.
Mad Men is a television show based upon advertising.
Right.
There are dollars upon
right.
dollars upon dollars
right.
for advertising. We can't do advertising.
Right.
We're non-commercial. Now, we have had people ask, well, why can't you just go commercial? But it's not that easy. We're 88.3 FM. We are on the education
right.
band. It was gifted, you know, so we can't just go,
well,
hey, man, let's just go change to another.
Right.
That would cost millions.
We're talking
yeah.
money. We're talking like 370,000
yeah.
years
that's
to keep this station going. If we wanted to switch to
yeah.
be a commercial
yeah.
station,
yeah.
millions
of
and
dollars.
Millions
yeah.
of dollars.
And
yeah.
we'd have to try and find a frequency. We'd have to, I mean,
right.
there's so many things that go with that. So, no, we can't. We're on the education band. Now, with that comes some really cool things like being educational.
There you go.
Getting to challenge people, getting to do things differently than anybody else.
Yeah.
And so we love. Speaking of that, we're going to be talking with Linda coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yep.
She's from the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We've had her in before, and she talked about their walk that's actually happening at Hoffmantown Academy area.
Tomorrow.
Which is going on tomorrow morning.
And she's going to come and talk a little bit more about that. So that's one thing that we get to do as well. We get to highlight the community.
Yes.
We get to highlight you. And so if you love this station, if you'd like to see us continue to do those things, right now we're not asking for money so that we can put on a crazy concert or bring prom back. Because sadly, Freedom Fest, prom, those are things we've had to cut out because of the lack of support. Now we're just looking at the operating costs, which include salaries, which include the translators that we have throughout the entire state of New Mexico and Southern Colorado.
Paying for the tower up there.
We are, like, I believe, the second largest. I can always say the largest, and I believe 770 beats us, AM radio. We're the largest FM in the state of New Mexico with all of our translators. We are widespread. But that costs money.
It does cost
and so,
and don't forget, we're running like the app, which is free to people.
Yeah.
That costs us
money. That costs us as well.
All of the website stuff, the streaming, the webcam, all of that. Like, all these little things that we don't even think about.
Yeah.
You know, that's costing money. And remember what he said. It's not like we're out here saying, yeah, give us more money. Give us more money because we make so much money. We're just trying to cover our, like, foundational base costs.
Mm-hmm.
So we are being good stewards of what we're being given.
Absolutely. If you would like to support this ministry, 1-866-730-4921. Anybody who calls in with a monthly contribution, we have a gift bag for you. It's the Static Swag Bag. It's got a vinyl in there. Yes, an actual LP. It's just a single, huh?
Yeah, it's just a single.
So it's not an LP.
No. It's an A and a B side.
Oh, it is an A and B.
So it's a single, but
it's not an LP.
But you're not just getting one song.
Yeah, LP meaning long play.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an EP.
But it's
not an
EP.
Well, EP.
The EP is extended.
That's extended play, and that usually meant 5 to 8 songs.
It's just a freaking single.
This is the equivalent.
Stop complicating it.
It's the equivalent of a 45.
There you go. The equivalent.
You get an A side, which is to the end.
Yeah.
He was schooling me earlier because I was like, I thought 45 was like the circumference or something. He was like, no. It's the speed. And then he just went through and explained all of it to me. And I said,
you're talking about my era, baby.
Yeah.
You're talking about my era.
And I was like, oh, yeah? Well, let me show you this thing,
Sims. I cut my teeth on vinyl.
It's called the internet.
Yeah. Watch this.
Oh.
Let me see.
That's amazing.
Ask me any question.
What
color is blue? I'll look it up.
Did you Google that?
It's amazing. It's amazing technology. You can actually jump on our website right now on the internet. At mystaticradio.com, click the donate button, and you two will be signed up as a static fanatic. $30 a month or more, that's what we're looking for. 1-866-730-4921. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to be talking with Linda from NAMI, more with Sam Swan, and more of you. We want to hear from you, the static fanatic, at 1-866-730-4921. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. It's Steve-O and Mateo.
Hey, hey.
We are here with you on day 3 of our 3-day share-a-thon. I just went in there. We are at 54 static fanatics.
Really? What?
We need 46 more people, and we will reach our goal of 100 monthly donors.
We got this.
For our share-a-thon.
Today's the day.
We're calling them Static Fanatics, and people already like the name so much more that we've gotten...
Yeah.
How many today? It's like, what, 8 already?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Static Fanatic.
So, that means we're one short per hour, because we needed 5 an hour. We've got 8 so far for the day. We need your support. 1-866-730-4921. We are a nonprofit organization. And speaking of nonprofits that need your support, Linda's in studio from NAMI. We've been teasing this. We've been talking about it and preparing for it. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
We are glad you are back in studio because, man, we had a chance to talk last time you were here. And then we had this incredible conversation off air. And I was thinking, well, crap, we should have just kept going because it was amazing. So for those that didn't hear the first conversation, NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and everyone that quote-unquote works there, I say works in quotations because it's volunteer-based, right?
Absolutely.
So all volunteers, and you got involved with NAMI after your son, then 19, right?
Yes.
Was diagnosed with, I forget now, I was going to say schizophrenia, and I'm like, I got Don't want to misdiagnose him.
He was paranoid schizophrenic.
Paranoid schizophrenic!
That's what it was.
Yeah. You would think I would, you know, write these things down and remember them. So. It's been some years now because that was he was 19 at the time, right?
Correct.
And
he's 34 now.
34 now. So you have learned over the course of this last 15 years how to handle, how to deal. And last time you were here, you were telling the story that you didn't really want to get involved at first with Naomi because it was like, well, I'll figure it out.
Right.
But which is the way we all are, I guess. Talk a little bit about your involvement with NAMI and what it has meant to you over the last 15 years being a part of this nonprofit.
Well, once I got involved with NAMI, it was so important to me because I could relate to other people that were dealing with the same type of situations.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing when you get this diagnosis for your child or your loved one, and sometimes it's a spouse. Hmm. Or it's a mom or a dad, and you're thinking that you're all alone, and all of a sudden this is a new territory, and how do I chart this territory, and where do I go? And when you sit in the support groups or the educational meetings, and you hear other people talk about some of the same types of situations that you're dealing with, it is just so powerful.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, in this dark space, you have this connection.
Yeah.
And it's very empowering to you that you feel like, okay, so now I can do this. And
yeah.
You just do it one step at a time. There's no magic wand. What works one time may not work another time, but you just keep working at it. And I guess for me, the biggest thing for me was that I had to learn that I had to change me. I wasn't going to change him.
Yeah.
And that was huge.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, that was huge.
It's so much easier to fix a problem if it's outside and you can just handle it differently and go, okay, you know what? I'll fix that situation, whatever it is. But when you have to look inward at your heart and you have to change something about yourself, it's difficult.
Well, it's difficult too because I'm a type A personality, and so I've got this under control,
right.
And I know what I'm doing, and I'm also a caregiver by profession, and so you know I'm going to fix this. I've got this. I don't need these other people telling me. And it was just so powerful once I realized that I couldn't do it on my own.
Yeah.
And I will also have to say that what was really powerful for me is that this was an opportunity for me to get closer to God.
Yeah.
Because what I had to do is I had to ask for his help in directing me on where I needed to go and what steps I needed to take to be able to have some type of a life for my son.
Man, incredible story. We're talking with Linda from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And coming up tomorrow, you guys are hosting a walk, actually.
Yes.
A free walk.
A free walk.
So talk a little bit about that because, you know, as a nonprofit organization, we're a nonprofit ministry as well. We don't have, you know, funds just don't grow on trees around here. So when you do events and they're free, they're not really free to an organization. So how can you do this? And how can you get the support and how can people help with this?
Well, people can come out and they can walk. And the walk is to represent that we're trying to dismantle, if you will, the stigma for mental illness.
Right.
That we don't want to keep it in the closet. We want to put it out there. We want to say this is something that's very real.
Yeah.
But with education, with support, and with advocacy, we can make a difference. So that's what the walk is about. But one of the things that I think that people need to realize is that all of this education and all of the information that you can receive about the different types of mental illness is free.
Yeah.
And so it's free to them. So that because we want people to come and to have an understanding and know, but it's not free to us.
Right.
And so what we ask for is for donations.
Okay.
And so we work off of donations. And so people can come to the walk, and the walk is at the Hoffmantown Academy area. It starts tomorrow morning. We'll be walking at 9 o'clock. Registration is at 8. And this is, I want to say, this is a family-friendly event.
Good.
people bring their pets, people bring their kids. There's people walking with their kids in strollers. And we walk around the Academy Hoffmantown area. And it is not a race. I want to tell people that it is not a race.
Right.
And so you take as long as you need. We have water stations around the area. I want you to know local stores donated water.
Cool.
And so we've got a wonderful support system for in-kind donations. And we we're going to have a raffle. People have given gifts, and we're going to do a raffle. And so this is an opportunity to come and to be with other people that have an understanding of mental illness, but be able to give your support to this wonderful cause as well.
Yeah, and it's obviously near and dear to your heart.
Oh, very much.
We talked about off-air last time you were here. We talked a little bit in-depth about your son, and as a mother, what does the last 15 years has been for you? Speak to maybe somebody who is new to this, who maybe recently has come upon this, whether it be through a spouse or a child or a parent, as you said, who was diagnosed, and they're in that place of maybe feeling lost or not understanding, not really grasping it. Talk to them about what has come with the last 15 years of growing with your son and just the love there.
You know, my son is a very giving person just by nature. And one of the things, you know, there are some commonalities that people find with people with mental illness, which is interesting. Mm. Usually people with mental illness are very highly intelligent. Hmm. Which is really interesting.
Right.
And so when they get this diagnosis of this highly intelligent person, it doesn't connect.
Right.
It's like, what's happening here? This isn't right. And so, and that's where it feels so disconnected. And, but with my son is that, you know, I've had to learn where he is at and what's in his head. And one of the things that that comes with this disease is delusions. Mm. And so when he's in his delusional state, I have learned, and I will have to say the hard way, that you don't try to redirect him and tell him that he's not having that delusion, because he is. And so you have to kind of go with it and help him to go work through him, with him. And when I say delusion, sometimes they can last for days.
Wow.
It's not just something that's 30 minutes or something. And you just have to keep with him and help guide him through that till he can get to a point where he realizes that something was going on and he was thinking of something. He was not in the right place. Mm. But that is not in any way easy to do. It sounds like
you
it's easy, but for a parent or for a child or for a spouse, I mean, it's very exhausting, mm-hmm. and it's very confusing, and it feels very dark and desperate.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think I've got this and I can do this. And then you try something and it doesn't work. And so you try something else, and it is, it's something that you kind of have to stick with. And one of the things, though, that I will tell you, in NAMI, we have different principles of support. And one of the things that we really try to help people do is to overcome the guilt, because you have such a huge amount of guilt when you're dealing, because you think it's something you did.
Mm.
And that it's not something you did. It's something that happens.
Right.
Just like any other type of disease.
Yeah.
And so it's really huge to try to put this, sort of get your hands around this whole disease and figure out what's going on and how you can reason in your mind. And it's really amazing that I've had, and I felt this way too, is that I'm thinking, okay, so am I the one that's crazy? Or is it, you know, is this person? It's sometimes it's really difficult because you get sucked in and it's just so easy to do because we're all human.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that all of us are trying to do the very best we can.
Right.
And so that's one of the reasons why I think it's so important to have support.
Absolutely.
With other people that are going through the same thing, so that you that you feel that you have some type of comfort, and you realize that you are doing you're doing the best that you can do.
Yeah.
And that, and you can't beat yourself up for those things.
Right.
Because, you know, it's kind of like we don't know what we don't know.
Amazing. Talking to Linda with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And tomorrow, a free walk around the Hoffmantown Academy area, raising awareness. And you're right. I mean, here we are. I don't want to minimize or belittle in any way, shape, or form. Because I'm sitting here thinking about this. And as you keep talking about the support, the support, the support. And here we are as this ministry right now. We're being vulnerable and asking for monetary support because it's important. We can't function without it.
Absolutely.
And as you talk about that support and everything that comes with that support, I know for us as we sit here just in this minor, and again, I don't want to say, hey, I know what you're going through. I really don't.
No.
However, for us as we are sitting here saying, hey, will you guys call if you love this ministry? If you care enough to support it, please do so. We become a little vulnerable, mm-hmm. and it gets a little scary at times because these are the times where we wonder if we're actually doing something worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Because then we hear from amazing people like you who come in here and say, hey, I have been, my son was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. This was 15 years ago. This is what I'm doing in the community, and you are doing something phenomenal.
Yeah.
in this Albuquerque community, because it's so cool to hear about what the National Alliance on Mental Illness is doing and the support and how vitally important it is, because as you said, when you are alone, when you are with your loved one, you feel like you're the crazy one, because and isn't that the way Satan wants to do it? Just kind of isolate everybody? Mm-hmm. And he is the father of lies. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. I mean, that's his MO. And he wants to kind of separate us, get us alone, make us feel like we're the only one dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Make us feel like we're the only ones going through our situation that no one understands. And so when you have that support around you to build you up, to help you to go, hey, I'm dealing with this too. You are an incredible woman.
Well, thank you very much.
Man.
I want to tell you, though, I had to make a conscious decision. Yeah. When I got this put on my plate,
yeah,
you have to decide, am I going to become a victim?
Yeah.
Or am I going to do something about it?
Yeah.
And the reason I got involved with NAMI is that I did not want to be ashamed of my son.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a human being.
Yeah.
And people, and I think sometimes people forget that people with mental illness they look at that first rather than the human being. And what we try to do is we look at the individual first.
Right.
He has a heart. He has a soul. You know, he's a person.
Yeah.
What he has is a condition that he has to deal with.
Right.
And I felt that my responsibility as a mom was to help him understand that.
Yeah.
And so that's what I have done. But it was truly a conscious choice. Now, I can tell you, the first couple of years that I was dealing with, I mean, I was wallowing in self-pity and, you know, woe me. And, but you just have to come to that point. Is this the way we're going to live? Or am I going to be able to do something different? And really, truly, through the assistance of this organization, I have grown over the years because they have helped me understand what I needed to do in order to be able to take care of my son. And that is one of the reasons I give back.
That's incredible.
You just paralleled the gospel. Every single one of us is a human being, and every single one of us has a condition. There is a sin condition, no matter what it is, whether you've been diagnosed with a mental illness, maybe you have a drug addiction, maybe there is something within you, and that is why Jesus came to this earth, because we all have a quote-unquote condition, and it's incredible because Jesus came and he didn't look at the sin condition, he didn't look at those aspects, he looked at the heart, he looked at the human being and said, I love you so much, I'm willing to shed my blood for you. And it's incredible to see when you pour out that love, what has come from the last 15 years of your life, how you in turn now can minister to someone else who is hurting, who is broken, who feels like they're the only one, who just doesn't know the next step and doesn't know what to do. It's incredible how God has used you to pour into other people. So,
and I think it's just so, the thing that speaks volumes to me is how you said you had to learn That you can't just fix him, you know, and it's not about you fixing the other person. Right. And how many times do we approach,
right.
and not even dealing with mental illness, especially like in the faith, like in the Christian faith, we go in thinking, I've got to change this person.
I got to fix this person right
and
now.
And it's not our job to change anyone or to fix anyone. That's up to God.
Yeah.
You know, we're just supposed to meet that person where they are and show them the grace that we've been shown. And what you do is such an incredible picture of that.
Yeah.
You know, I love it when you come in and talk because it's like a real world. World in your face, this is what grace really is like.
Yeah.
You know, and you're dying to yourself every day to be able to understand what's going on. You know, you have to take a step back every time something happens and say, this isn't really my son, this is his condition that's acting out.
That's
and you know, I don't know. It's just a brilliant picture of
it
grace.
It really
and love.
Is. Well, thinking about it, because last time we talked, you were talking off air about your son and about the fact that you don't look at that because in society, in culture, whatever it is, when someone is labeled with a mental illness immediately. You're right. That's the stigma. That's the stereotype. That's what they look at. Oh, well, that person's broken.
Mm-hmm.
But as you were saying, more often than not, they are the most intelligent. And as you were talking, man, last time off air, you were talking about the love and the giving person that your son is. And to be able to see that, it truly parallels the way Jesus looks at us. When we turn our lives over to him, that we are valuable. We are worth something. And to put that worth on it, would you mind talking for a moment about, I mean, just that aspect of being able to look at your son
You know,
as a parent.
You know, it's really he's just so pure and he's so good. And one of the things that sometimes he'll be walking down the street and people are people, and so they'll kind of throw something at him, and I'll get this call, and it's like, and he's really upset, and then he'll just say to me, "Mom, why do people have to be so mean? Why can't they just be loving?"
Right.
And you know, and I'm as a Christian, but also as a mom, I mean, I don't know why people are like that. You know, people are people and they're just not always so kind. And so I have to tell him that, you know, that's what it is. And he will even say, he's even said to me, you know, "Mom, I that's not how God meant this to be."
Right.
And it's like, wow, you know, it is just, and I, it really touches my heart because I feel like that he truly knows the true essence.
Yeah.
But he, because of his condition, is just not able to get out there and say it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very, part of me is heartbroken, but the other part of me is that maybe I'm his voice.
Mm. Mm. And that's exactly it. Working with the National Alliance on Mental Illness tomorrow, the walk, it's free. We posted all of the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's a free walk, so get out and support. As we are talking about supporting Static Radio, we're a listener-supported radio station. The phone lines are open right here. If this has meant anything to you, this is just part of the purpose of Static Radio is to be able to share what's going on in the community and to showcase, highlight the things in our community that matter, like this walk that's happening tomorrow, to raise awareness for this. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, you can find out all the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio, and give our operators a call, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Linda, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's always incredible to be able to hang out with you and just talk a little bit about what's going on in your world, and that just that little window into your daily life is really rad. Mm-hmm. So,
well, thank you so much for having me, and I just encourage people to come out and walk.
Yeah, there you go. All the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. While you're there, check out the Static Swag Bag. We posted all that as well. Our operators hanging out with you. We need your support as well.
Yes.
We're a listener-supported station, so would you please call 1-866-730-4921. And speaking of things that we do differently around here, got a culture shock for you now. The band is The Naked and Famous. You can check out details on them at mystaticradio.com. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Ow.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at them.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Sam. Got Sam from the Baptist Convention.
It's true.
We tell do. Him, Sam, you need to sing. Ooh, you're ooh, a trained ooh. Singer. Let's hear it.
I don't know the words to this.
Come on.
Make them up.
Make
That's
them
what
up.
We do.
Oh, make them up?
Yeah, we don't.
Oh,
we
I'm not that creative. I have to have them in front of me.
Yeah.
Or I have to know it from heart.
Are you got more, you're more choir guy, right?
So
you
well, I did sing. Yeah. I took voice for years.
The hymnal is your crutch,
you
your sir.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, everyone.
Oh, you know this
I don't
song.
Know the words
oh,
to this.
Oh, yes, you do.
Come on.
Mama.
Oh, well, I know that part. Just kill the man.
Okay.
That's all the part
wow.
I know.
Yeah. We promise that we won't let Sam sing if you give us a call. 1-866-730-4921.
You should get lots of calls now.
We almost had Sam singing that he put a gun to somebody's head.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we cut
right.
it off.
No, I'm glad we did. Yeah. Okay.
I did shoot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy.
That's good.
That was Doug.
Thank you.
Doug
Thank
shot
you,
the deputy.
Bob Marley. Oh, man. 1-866-730-4921. Day three. This is the final day of our share-a-thon.
The final day.
We need 46 more Klingon monthly contributors.
It's going good
Gosh,
this morning.
I'm gonna
it's
throw
not
my
Klingon
headphones.
Anymore.
Static Fanatic.
Static Fanatic.
Even I know that.
We need it to pick up, guys. We need it to pick up.
We're looking for monthly contributors. We're a listener-supported station, and we need your help. So if you would like, you know, Static Radio to be able to do the things we do, like broadcast... We're just looking at operating costs right now.
Yeah.
Forget trying to put on crazy events. Yeah. At this point, we are literally looking at our operating costs and going, okay, do we need our right arm?
Yeah.
So operating costs for the year are about $370,000 a year. So that's about a little over $1,000 a month we need. Which means we're looking for monthly contributors. $30 a month is what we're asking because we believe you can do that.
Yeah.
It's a dollar a day. So if you have $30 a month to spare and you believe in this ministry, if you believe in what we're doing, please call us 1-866-730-4921. And here's the deal. We got a static swag bag for everybody who calls in and donates. We've been gifted these really rad vinyls courtesy of the beautiful Gallows.
Yeah.
We've also been gifted gift cards. Courtesy of Square Root Salon, courtesy of Parchment's Bookstore, courtesy of the Mixed Game Room Escape Park.
We put up a picture. It's on our Instagram, also Twitter and Facebook. You can find it there.
There you go. Check out all the details. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio and lend your support to Static. Hello.
Hey, you guys aren't going to be there Sunday, so may the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. Become a Static fanatic.
Yeah, there you go. Is this Martha?
Yes.
Martha, we know it's you because your accent.
We know it, yeah. I heard that Southern charm, and I knew it was Martha.
So, y'all, love your show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Martha.
Thanks, Martha.
There you go.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, that's right. This Sunday.
I think that was a roundabout way of saying no.
Yeah.
Become a Static fanatic.
I believe she's already on
I would have known for sure if she would have said, bless my heart. And then I would have said, yeah, she don't want to be one.
Bless your heart.
There's a lot
so
going
hard.
On. This. I just realized, May the 4th.
May the 4th
free
be with
comic
you.
Book day is
May
tomorrow.
May the 4th be with
Gosh.
You. Oh, yeah, free comic book day, dude.
And speaking of comics, we have comics for you as well. Astro Zombies, one of our sponsors here to Static Radio. They have gifted us some comics. Every single grab bag has a comic book. We've got CDs in there. Dang, dude, we got a ton of stuff in there.
There really is a ton of stuff in the swag bag. You go look at this picture I put on Facebook because I don't want to put it up there for nothing.
We need your monthly contribution. We're looking for $30 a month. And we do have some big ticket items as well. We've got tickets. I believe we still. I need to go
we
check.
We think we do. Yeah,
we have
to check.
We have a couple pairs of floor tickets to see Toby Mac, Skillet, Lecrae, Tadashi, Capital Kings. That's going down tomorrow night if you don't have tickets already or if you were looking for floor tickets. We have those. But we're looking for monthly contributors of $50 or more for that. And we're going to have to go talk to our operators, find out what we got left.
Did you say the CrossFit stuff?
Gone.
They're gone.
Gone.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, all gone.
Never mind, y'all.
Yeah.
So, never mind.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to run in there. We're going to talk to our operators.
I'm not running.
We're going to figure it out, see what we got
you
left.
Can run.
We
Sam
do have static swag bags for everybody who calls in with the months of contribution. distribution. And, you know, then who knows?
Guys, this is your radio station, and it's time you took care of it.
There you go.
I want it parental on everybody.
That's
for real, though. We are listener-supported. We need your support.
Absolutely.
And it is your radio station, because as much as we talk about ourselves, you really are the one that we like to be the star of the station.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we do things like New Music Tuesday, where you get to pick the music. You can vote it up or down constantly on the website. We have Shock Therapy Live, where you get to call in and explain kind of your diary issues, and then Theology Thursday, where you get to call in and be like, hey, what's up with the Bible when it's talking about this?
Yeah, absolutely. We also, since we are so far separated from that Christian bubble, we bring in a Baptist every Friday to keep you in the loop with what's going on for Christians only.
How's Focus on the Family doing, Sam?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it.
We realized that
lost their number.
You destroy the Baptist stigma, because we were talking about it in the car yesterday, and we're like, is Sam's one of the coolest Baptists we've ever met? Oh, second coolest, John. John wins.
John.
So,
well, actually, he wasn't a Baptist.
Actually, I don't think he would have. No, that's why he would have been a static fanatic.
I refer to him as John the Baptizer.
He would have got
just to not cause any confusion. Because I had a student ask me one time, how did John become a Baptist?
Right.
I said, well, that's more of a description of what he
did. He moved his letter of membership.
He transferred from
the
First
Methodist
Baptist
Church
of Jerusalem
to First Baptist, the true First Baptist.
Yeah,
now, I feel like, and not talking bad about anybody from my church growing up, but the only one that's probably listening is my mom. But anyway.
Cool, good.
If John the Baptist would have walked up in my Southern Baptist church, they'd have been like, hey, kick that homeless guy out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Bless his heart, but no.
Bless
he
his
smells
heart.
Awful. And he's eating honey and bugs. Get him out. Get him out.
Yeah, we don't like what he brings to potluck.
Is there irony there?
There's a little bit. Yeah, there is.
Amazing. You know what? We do this in good fun. We're obviously joking. We both grew up.
I'm not joking. That's what would have happened.
I know. You grew up Southern Baptist. I grew up right here in Albuquerque. Todd Cook, head pastor now of Sagebrush, was my youth pastor growing up. Went through, remember Norm Bishop? And then there was like Dr. Chuck. Right? What was his name? No, what was it?
I can't think of his name.
Charles, I don't remember. See?
You mean the pastor?
Yeah, yeah.
Charles Lowry.
Swindoll.
Charles Lowry. Charles
Lowry.
Lowry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was busy, you know, at Frontline with
Todd
Cook.
There you go.
So, you know, yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you can't laugh at yourself.
True.
Then you really need to have a good sense of self, of humor about yourself.
Yeah.
I would like to think that most of the people that I hang out with in Baptist circles, they do that. We poke fun at ourselves, and we poke fun at other groups as well.
Of course.
Like we used to always tease about, we want our service to end early so we can beat the Methodist to FIRS.
Right.
Back when everybody wanted to go to FIRS cafeteria for lunch.
And,
you know, just little fun things like that. So,
of course.
And
I just know that when you guys are, you know, picking on me, I know there's love behind
love you,
there.
There's Christian love behind that mean spirit.
I hear it.
the Baptist church I worked at in college was right across the street from the Methodist church. Like, it was First Baptist, First Methodist.
Yeah.
They were right across the street from each other in Boonville, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And I so badly wanted to organize like a pitchfork axe water balloon fight type thing to happen. Battle for the city.
But people were too serious, probably.
It was like, that's too real for me.
Yeah. Guy, in Carlsbad, I was the youth pastor at First Baptist in Carlsbad for a long time. And right there in that, where First Baptist is First United Methodist, First Pres, First Evangelical, Episcopal, there's a bunch of churches right within like a square block of each other.
Do you think Peter...
So we shared parking.
That's cool.
We fought over parking,
That's a big thing.
You ever think the apostles are just up there, like, looking down and, like, giggling, like, first?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. First. Yeah. But
the best look at those thing, Americans
the best
calling
thing is
it
when
first.
You go to different
but
cities.
But it's just first in the city.
Right, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
The best
it's
thing
not
is when
first
you go
in the world.
And you see a First Baptist, a Second Baptist. I saw a Third Baptist one time.
No way.
Not an exaggeration.
I've never seen
I saw a Third
I've
Baptist.
Seen a Second Baptist.
In Waverly's Travels. I was
wow.
like, that is a Third Baptist church. Yeah. We all looked at it and we were like, ooh.
That's when they couldn't get creative and call it Calvary Baptist the name of the street that they're on.
Right.
Yeah, usually
Freeway
that's
Baptist.
That's when you start branching out for different names like Family Community Baptist. What are we going to name our church? Family Community Brethren Baptist.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't call Sagebrush the street that it's named on because isn't it off of Coors?
Yeah, that's Coors Baptist Church.
Coors
Light
Man,
Baptist
they could,
Church.
They could have a big crowd if they did that.
Hey, it's the
Tap
light
the
on Coors. You could just call it Coors Light.
Oh my gosh.
Coors
if it was Coors Light Baptist
Baptist, instead of Tap the Rockies, it could be Tap the Rock.
Oh! Oh yes!
Guys, I'm giving you gold.
You're
here.
Welcome. Yeah. Now, that's it, right there.
Become a static fanatic.
All we're asking is to be a static fanatic.
That's all you got to do.
The views expressed by the DJs this morning are not necessarily those of the Baptist Convention.
They're not necessarily smart. They're pretty stupid.
Representative of the Baptist Convention.
I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not going to get any emails. Okay. That's what I'm doing. I don't have time to read emails. I'm traveling to Hobbs today, so...
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
We live in a world where Sam Swan is the wild card of the Baptist Convention. You know, they're all sitting in a room going, did you hear what he said Friday? Yeah, I almost sent him an email.
He didn't technically say it, but he was in the room.
But
and
he was
not,
there.
Did not discredit them immediately.
Wait, so, email him.
He didn't lovingly confront them.
Right.
Sam, you said crap.
He let them talk. He just let them go and go and go.
Don't worry, promise. They're going to Matthew 18 you in at least 20 minutes.
Yeah. Scariest Baptist church I ever saw. And then we'll cut to our messages.
All right, there we go.
Blood-bought Baptist church. It's brilliant that you played that song because we were driving around at night. It was a white building written in blood red paint, and it was kind of drippy.
Oh my god!
Blood bought Baptist church.
Yeah,
and it was like, I will never go to that church.
That sounds like an independent Baptist church to me.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It was
incredible.
Scary. First scary Baptist is what it was.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921 to become a monthly contributor. A static fanatic, if you will. We've got a static swag bag for you with lots of goodies. You can check out all the details on that online. But call us up. We need your help. Coming right back, we got some Courier, some For King and Country, more of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning!
Good morning, folks.
It is 9:06 Mountain Standard Time. Or is it just Mountain Time now?
It's actually Mountain Daylight Time.
Whatever.
I know.
MDT, bruh.
That's right.
Mountain Standard Time.
Steve-O, Mateo.
No, standard is when it's not on Daylight Savings Time.
This interrupter of life. His name is Sam Swan Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
You threw the question
out. I got to do the intro.
I'm sorry. My bad.
I love
Start over.
Sam Swan.
It
Start
is
over.
Day
no,
three
Sam.
Of our three-day share-a-thon, and we need your help. We're a listener-supported station. We are a 501c3. Ministry on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque. And, dude, we could use your help. If you love this station, if you love what we're doing here, if you love that we do things a little differently than other places, please chime in. 1-866-730-4921. We just had a static fanatic call in and go, hey, I've been given like $30 a month. I want to up that. They actually upped it to $100 a month.
That's incredible.
Which is
awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. So,
and cool. about an hour ago, Amber commented on Facebook. She said she's been listening for 23 years. She remembers going with her mom to make donations to KLYT as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Back when you could buy a day and make a one-minute message that would play all day.
Yeah.
Now, today, she just became a static fanatic, and she's very excited. She's always told herself money was too tight to give, but God really put it on her heart to give, so she's trusting in him to provide. She's grateful to Static for always being there. God bless.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amber.
Hey. I mean, she would have heard the power source.
Speaking of the Ministry of Static Radio and what we do, we got a comment on Facebook from Sonia, who was asking about Ms. Mister, a band we play here on the station, which is actually a culture shock that we do here to the station, saying, hey, I pulled the lyrics from a lot of their songs. They're pretty dark, without redemption. Mm. You know, are you guys trying to be edgy? What is the purpose of this? Why? I'm assuming she's new to the station.
Yeah, well, and she says, are you trying to be edgy for the sake of the share-a-thon? So I'm assuming that she does not listen regularly.
Yeah, and her statement was, you know, the mission is to share the good news of the gospel, so don't sell out, smiley face. Let's talk about this. Well, culture shock is one of the aspects. Was it a smiley?
That,
oh, it was
no,
like a
it's
smirky.
Like a, it's like whatever. It's like a disappointed face.
Whatever. It was a face.
It was an emoticon.
Yeah, and that artist is. We play one song from that artist.
Right.
It is a culture shock, and we don't showcase the artist. We showcase the song
and
itself.
And no bones about it.
Yeah.
Okay? I've seen this band play before.
Yeah.
This culture shock was actually sent to us by a listener.
Yeah.
And we tell our listeners every day, it's like, hey, if there's a song that's not a Christian song, but it speaks to you, email us, tell us why, put the lyrics in there so we can review them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And tell us why it's a culture shock. And we actually got this from a listener. It was months ago, and I could go through the email and find it, but it would take a little bit. And I'll do that if you want me to, Sonia. But anyway.
But we review. Yeah. You're the music director. I'm the program director. Nothing gets on the air without us prior approval / we don't flippantly just add crap to the station.
Right.
We sit down, we look at the lyrical content, and every culture shock that we play are from mainstream artists, whether through listener suggestion or just us going, man, listen to these lyrics. This is exactly like Paul.
If we flippantly added songs to the station, you would be listening to a different station on the dial right now.
You really would.
Because I know of a few others that's what they do. But anyway. This song in particular is a very dark song.
Yeah.
And our listener pointed out she connected with it because of some really dark times she had been through. But if you go through and look at the lyrics, it talks about how the girl the singer is saying she never saw what the person she's singing to saw in her. Now, I saw this man play, not a Christian band, not by any means, not at all.
Just a mainstream artist.
Yeah, just like a few of them. Well, most of them.
A lot of our culture shocks.
But anyway, how many times have we been in that place where we get so wrapped up in a situation or some sinful, habit, anything really, any distraction, and it kind of it fogs our vision as to who we really are, as to who God what God sees in us.
Right.
When if you're a believer, when God looks at you, He sees Christ. Because of Christ's death and resurrection, and you being bought at that price that we were talking about earlier. And so that's kind of where the listener that emailed us connected with the song, because it is a super dark place to be in when you get wrapped up. It can get crazy.
Well, and I remember when this came in, the listener's perspective was the idea that this person looking at this other human being, from the songwriter's perspective, they're saying, this is my heart, and if you could see, you don't understand, you don't get me, you don't see me fully because you don't see my inner workings, you don't see my inner thoughts, you don't see those things, and this is how I'm feeling dark and I'm feeling this. And the listener was talking about the idea that God sees us implicitly. He sees all those dark things, He sees all the, and we need to have a correct view of how God sees us, not how we see ourselves. Because when we see ourselves as this depressed, whatever it is, like this person who's talking about like these dark things in them, man, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And guess what? When we are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ, God doesn't see us that way. He sees us as holy. He sees us as righteous. He sees us as set apart because of His Son. He sees Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so it talks about the idea of this person seeing something different in you, and yet you're like, yeah, but I don't see that. I see myself as this and this mopey whatever, when there's this other person who sees something more in you. Like God sees you as something more than just the sum of your mistakes, the sum of your past, whatever is in your heart that you think is bigger than God, that somebody just doesn't understand because they don't know me. God does.
Not to mention the direct metaphor in the song. The song's called Hurricane.
Yeah.
And there's a line that says, the storm never came or it never was.
Yeah.
How many times in our lives, just as people, do we get so wrapped up in a situation, it feels like a hurricane, it feels like an unstoppable force that's going to derail everything, and we get so wrapped up in our worry. And then, because God loves us so much and He has perfect plans for us and He is perfect, it all works out.
It's amazing. Yeah. And so Sonia, thank you so much for the comment and for chiming in on Culture Shock.
Yeah, thank you.
Just one of the things we do around here. It's not new. We're almost 3 years old. We've been rocking Culture Shock from the get-go. And you can check out more on Culture Shock at mystaticradio.com/Culture Shock.
I want to make Sonia a guarantee. We will not sell out.
Yeah.
Because for us to sell out would be to flippantly add all the songs that Nashville sends us,
and
being a Christian station. And I guarantee you, we will not sell out.
We will never do that, Sonia.
There you go.
So we will continue and do what God has called us to do. And that goes in line with the vision of Acts 17:28. Acts 17:28, where Paul is talking at the Areopagus. There's people hanging out. They're the thinkers. And he says, in Him we live, move, and have our being, as some of your pagan poets have said. And that was Epimenides, a pagan poet who was speaking to Zeus. And he took that pagan poetry, pointed it to Jesus Christ, and that's what we do with that Ms. Mister song.
There you go.
Is point to a Savior
and
who,
many
who
other
does
songs.
See it. And in many of the culture shocks. Yeah. So if you would like to get behind that, if you believe in the ministry, if you think that is something worthy of donating your time and your money to, give us a call. 1-866-730-4921. The phone lines are jammed. So let's hang out. Static.
Yo, what up, guys?
What's up?
Yo, so, you know, I was just, been listening kind of off and on this morning, you know, driving to work and stuff like that, and just left the bank, and I've been thinking, since you guys, even before this, I was thinking, looking at the friends that, or the likes that you guys have on Facebook, I mean, imagine if everybody just gave $10. Just
yeah,
to,
dude. Yeah.
Just to help.
Right.
It would be nuts. But,
yeah, if 1/6 of our likers on Facebook donated that $30 a month, we would cover operating costs for the entire year.
Yeah, so just a sixth.
It would, yeah, it would fully fund this Death Star, and we could blow up Alderaan. So,
you know, and I just got to say to you and Matt, you guys crack me up in the morning when I'm when I'm driving to work, and you know, so I really only listen to you guys in the morning, not because I don't like Static, but
yeah.
I listen to you guys in the morning just because that's really when I listen to the radios when I'm driving to work.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I just got to say, you know, thanks for what you guys do, because it's awesome to listen to you guys and just crack up when Matt does his Southern accent. I mean, his thicker Southern accent.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. it's pretty yeah. much always there.
So you're saying you laugh at me every time I
you
talk.
You mean when he talks? When he yeah, speaks?
It's awesome. It's so funny, but, you know, to you guys, I've listened to you guys ever since, you know, obviously it was M88 back in the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so much better now. You know, I wish... Sometimes you guys played a little bit more, you know, rap, but not those guys you guys played last week for New Music Tuesday.
Okay,
that was your favorite band.
The Holy Henchmen.
Yeah.
You loved them so much. I remember in that moment. You were elated.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I was going to say to you, Matt, and to all the other people who work there and do stuff behind the scenes, you know, it's awesome what you guys do. So I'm going to call the 866 number now and become a Static fanatic.
Thanks. Yes! Awesome. Thank
Appreciate
you so
it.
Much for your words, man.
So, you guys are awesome. We'll see you later. Have a wonderful day and a good
you
weekend.
Too. You too. Thank you very much. That phone line is 1-866-730-4921. We have many operators standing by, hanging out, wanting to take your call. We need 100 Klingons, or Static fanatics. Gosh, I keep saying the old one.
It's
we
hard.
Need 100 Static fanatics
Static
to
fanatics.
Chime in to go, hey, bro, we're down with what you're doing, and we believe in you. We were at 54 last I checked, so we need 46 more to
call
in.
We can do it.
We can. I believe we can do it today. Please jam our phone lines, 1-866-730-4921. Speaking of phone lines, let's go to line two. Static.
Guten Morgen, Fräuleins.
Guten Morgen, villain from Indiana Jones. That was terrible.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Hey.
I would just like to say I'm a fanatical Klingon.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
There you really go.
Are.
There you go.
You are. You have helped us tremendously. Thanks to your bro for throwing down some balloon rides. We actually got rid of a pair of balloon rides with the
awesome.
Morning show, which was crazy. So
yeah.
That was huge.
Awesome. So you're actually going to go up in the balloon, Steve-O.
A legend.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We're going to have to film this. This
I'm
is going to be on
him
Facebook, I'm sure. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, I will be doing that faux show. So
no parachutes.
Bill, you are a Static fanatic and a longtime listener to Static Radio. So talk a little bit about your love for Static, because, man, you contribute daily, not just financially, but you're also part of the morning show. You chime in on Facebook. You randomly bring us donuts. You're just an all-around good dude. So what? Why?
Well, why?
Yeah, why do you care?
Why do I care? Because you guys are doing what God wants us to do. And there, you can look at it in many different ways, but when it comes down to it, people are at a certain level, and reaching them on their terms is where the gospel gets spread. I mean, you guys live the life of true Christians, but when you can reach out to people and play the music that they like, mainstream music, you can play really cool Christian music,
yeah.
You combine that with, hey, let's talk about God. It's that's a bridge that nobody else is doing, you know, and it's commercial free. Yeah. That's the best part. You know, I mean, people pay for Sirius or XM, okay,
to
get that commercial free radio. Well, if you're doing that, if you're driving around right now and you're hearing this and you're paying for your Sirius or XM, why would you do that when you can pay for commercial free radio? That's a ministry too.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put our money where our mouth is and really help advance the gospel by supporting Static. I mean, I love you guys.
Me too, man.
I post way too much. I live way too much on Facebook. But
you're the mayor.
Topics, and you know, I love every topic that you guys put out there. And you know, the whole family loves you guys, and we're 100% behind you.
Right on, man.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right, man.
Have a great day.
You too.
That guy.
That dude.
If you get it, if you believe in this ministry like that last phone call, man, give us a call. We need your support. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
And Bill's words are so true. It's all about just figuring, if you really love this station and you want to support, but you're like, man, maybe money's too tight, just step back and consider some things that you are paying for and think, okay, is this more important than this? You know, and just make your decision. That's
absolutely
all that's what it's about. Just
whether
thinking
it's,
about it.
That extra Starbucks a week or, I mean, $30 a month is not all. And so much so
it is
that,
doable.
It's doable so much so that we've had Static fanatics call in and go, dude, okay, I was given $30 a month. We just had somebody call in up it to $100 a month.
$100 a month.
We're not missing that money, and we know that it's going towards a ministry worthwhile, and so we want to support you guys. We've had numerous people call in and say that very thing, like, hey, well, I'm not missing it, so can I up it to 50? Can I up it to 60? So maybe you already are a monthly contributor and realize that you're not missing that $30 a month and you want to up it. Do that as well.
Yeah.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. This station is Spider-Man approved. Trust me, go see ASM2 and you'll understand.
Boom!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
We are dead to rights, born and raised. We are thick and thin till our last days. So hold me close and I'll surrender to your heart.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Edgy. Edgy. Relevant. Real. Neato.
Static Radio.
Is Neato a good one?
Hang on. I've got it.
Okay.
This is
all right.
Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus.
That
every breath I take, I'm breathing you.
Disciple Now, 94.
Every Disciple Now, I went to back. When I was a teenager, I was just trying to get a girlfriend, too.
Yep.
That's what happened with
thanks,
me.
Jeff
that was a
Deo.
I
always got it wrong.
That was my testimony.
Deo, Deo, I couldn't remember.
It is Friday. It is the final day of our three-day fundraiser, and we just went back there, and Maria and Daniel were both on the phone lines.
But Joan was.
Joan was not. We have two phone lines still open. That means we are up to 58 monthly contributors over the course of these last 2 days and 3.5 hours.
And that means on the morning show that we've gotten around 10. Just this morning.
Yeah.
We want that to keep on rocking.
We really do, because we're needing 42 more to reach our goal of 100 new monthly contributors. Let me tell you what you're going to get, because, you know, we want to bless you back. We understand that in this economy, $30 a month, a buck a day, that's cash. That means something to you. So we want to bless you back. We've got gift cards to different local businesses. We've got comics courtesy of Astro Zombies. We've got a gift certificate courtesy of Parchment's Bookstore, courtesy of Square Root Salon, courtesy of The Mix Game Room and Skate Park. We've got a vinyl record courtesy of The Beautiful Gallows. We've got a t-shirt for you. Wow. We got a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
And we're asking for $30. $30 a month is a monthly contribution to be a Static fanatic. The phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. In studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, hanging out.
That's right. That's what I do. I hang out.
Now, this morning, we gave away some CrossFit stuff.
Yeah.
It's already
gone.
Yeah. It's gone. You missed your chance. I apologize.
Yeah.
But summer's coming up.
Yeah.
And we're all starting to think, oh, great, I'm super fat. What happened? So anyway, this is what you do.
I'm not thinking that.
I know, but I'm
skinny
for the
fat.
Sake of the listener, yeah. I am lumping us all into a giant group.
Okay, good. Okay.
So anyway, if
don't
you're
use
thinking
words like
that,
lump and giant when you're talking to Chubbins, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That was
teacher of jerkness. Anyway, you're out there and you're like, man, I wish I wouldn't have eaten so much this winter.
Right.
What happened? Summer's right around
bears?
The corner.
Oh, wait, no, they hibernate in winter.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I am ruining this moment for you.
Can I talk?
I'm going to go sit in the back.
Let all me right. talk. Okay. Hey, don't make me sing. Let me talk.
Yeah. I'm sitting down.
So anyway, you're thinking to yourself, I got to go to the beach. I'm going to the beach. I got to impress all the ladies.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're a lady, you're like, I'm going to the beach. I got to impress all the dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're just like, I need to figure out some way to impress my wife because I think she hates me now. Not speaking from personal experience, I promise. But anyway, then you realize, wait a second, what am I spending money on? I wish I had more money, too, because I'm poor. I'm buying like a soft drink a day.
Right.
How much does that cost? Wait a second. It's between $1.50 and $2 a day.
I see what you're doing.
You're spending on a drink that's full of synthetic sugar that, number one, your body hates, and number two, is making you fat, and number three, is wasting your money. I'm not kidding. That's what's going on.
I believe
and
you.
You're doing it every single day. I'm going to the gas station. Blah, blah, blah. There's a soft drink of your choice. I'll buy it. I just spent too much money on this that is hurting me in the long run.
Right.
Especially if it's a diet drink. I'm not getting into that. But anyway, that's a practical way. Eliminate that drink. Start drinking water anyway. And don't go spend $4 on a bottled water.
Yeah, just, yeah.
I know that the Albuquerque tap water might kill you.
This is called
but
a rant.
It'll help you build immunities.
That's right.
Stay away from ditches and water.
Actually,
anyway.
Albuquerque tap water is not bad.
It's not bad.
It'll kill you. Anyway, you think about these little practical things.
Right.
And then that frees up a little bit of money. You're like, I could put this money towards something that actually matters.
Yes, means something.
And
like Static Radio.
Like, yeah. If you're listening right now and you thought that was funny, then this matters to you.
That's right. 1-866-730-4921. That is the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. I feel like I'm going to be stuck in announcer speak for like 3 days.
Let it happen.
Because every time I say the phone number, I go announcery and I hate it.
Yes, yes.
Because I am like the anti-announcer guy.
You are. You are.
So check your breath.
1-866.
I'm trying to do it where it doesn't sound announcery.
All right, what's the sales tax here?
1-866-730-4921. Or check out
I think
our
it's like
Facebook,
six
bruh.
And a half cents or
all right,
something like
well,
that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Check out the swag bag. It shows you everything you're going to get for
are
your
you
monthly
figuring
contribution.
Out a,
what I've done is I've taken the shortest month of the year.
Okay, February.
And I've said that, let's say sales tax is 6 cents. So
I think it's 7%.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just saying you buy a soft drink, it's going to be about $1.56.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
28 days, just in February, you spent $43.68 on Cokes.
Ugh. And that's if you just get one a day.
$43.
Chances are if you're buying them daily, you're spending more than that because you're probably buying more than one soft drink a day.
So what we're saying is, hey, if you would just give $30 a month to Static Radio, I'm still saving you money because you got $13 left over, friend. I'm Dave Ramseying you right now. Steve-O loves it. He's got a smile on his face.
I do.
He's
I
so
do.
Proud
I'm
of
all
me.
About
he
budgets.
He's sweating.
He envelope
I don't know why he's sweating, but it's happening.
That's right.
Give us a call. 1-866-730-4921.
Nobody knows. Now they're like, wait, what? You had me. I lost you at the 7.
Because I knew you were going to repeat it right
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We have 30 minutes left of Team Awesome Morning Party. We need 42 monthly contributors to call in and donate. We're going to go check the phone room. We're going to see what we're at. We still have two pair of floor tickets for Toby Mac, Skillet Lecrae.
Floor tickets.
Got to be one of the next contributors at 1-866-730-4921. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, Static.
I found a new home inside of my head. A different point of view.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Werewolves! That's what they were talking about.
Okay.
That's the trouble. So be careful, because that bad moon, it's arising.
It's rising. You got werewolves up in this studio. Thanks to your listener support, we bought 4 more werewolves and being good stewards of our money.
Speaking of werewolves and listener support, I don't know where I'm going with that. It is day three of our share-a-thon. We are looking for Static Fanatics. Do you love Team Awesome Morning Party? Do you love the music? I know Sam Swan does.
I do.
If you love it as much as him, give us a call, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. And speaking of amazing Static Fanatics, I was walking out and literally physically ran in to Patty Dickinson.
No! She was here!
She stopped by.
Patty!
She is a Static Fanatic, and she said she wanted to encourage us. We were doing something awesome, and she made stuff.
What'd she make?
Well, for me...
Oh, cool.
She made a Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
You gotta be kidding
chocolate
me.
Bar.
That's incredible.
That's got like
Dude,
a, yeah.
Let me
Patty,
see that.
You've outdone yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The other one.
That's stinking cool.
She made another one. It's amazing. Chocolate, huh? Look
for
at that.
Sam or
it's chocolate.
Mitch.
And it's got, I believe, peanut butter in it. There you go,
wow.
Buddy. That's for you.
That's for you.
Wow.
Well, Mateo, he yes. always talks about how healthy he is and how. And so she didn't want to ruin you.
Right.
So she made you a.
A tiny one.
A tiny one.
Thank you.
Miniature sized.
My teeth chocolate. Are horrible. I'm genuinely so, appreciate this.
Yeah. That is tiny. It's about the size of a dinner mint.
I'm happy to have it.
You can go to mystaticradio.com.
You can't check break me can. Down.
But she didn't want you to still be
yes.
hungry. So she got you dried fruit.
Oh.
There's some like yogurt covered almonds in
I got
there.
I got a snack.
It's your
in there.
Trail mix.
White chocolate.
So, yes.
Hey,
that's
Patty,
a good trail mix.
I don't know if you were trying to make fun of me or what, but
there's more.
I'm happy about it.
There's more. You are a meativore. You love yourself some meat. So she got you a jar of dried beef.
Oh.
So this is actual big old pieces of beef.
Hang on. Okay. Okay, I can eat this. It's got beef, salt, sugar, sorbitol, and 2% or less
there
sodium something.
So our Static Fanatics are wanting to help us get through it.
I'm
we've
about
been
to eat
rocking it.
It.
The morning show, we're here 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. This week because we've been gearing up and just been on the radio and then the behind the scenes producing podcasts, getting things ready. As we prepare for our Share-a-thon hangover coming Monday, everybody's going to be exhausted of hearing us talk about how we need money. So we wanted to pour out a rad blessing back to you guys. We've got a free show this Monday with Matt Baird from Spoken.
Oh yeah,
he's going to be doing an acoustic set at the Mix Game Room and Skate Park with his acoustic guitar. He threw down some Journey and some Bon Jovi Woo! In studio, and it was incredible. And he's going to be throwing down jams like that. At the Mix. You don't want to miss it. A one-of-a-kind experience with Matt Baird from Spoken. It's all free. It's this Monday, 7:30 p.m. at the Mix Game Room and Skate Park. I can't wait for that. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, as we're prepping for that amazing free show, we need your support. We need you to come alongside us. We need you to contribute. I went in there. We hit 60.
We hit 60.
We have 60 monthly contributors now, and we're looking for 40 more.
Guys, we got this.
We can do this. I believe in it. We have a little over 8 hours left. 8 hours left. We need 40 people. That means we
this
need
is
five.
When, yeah, this is when we put the work in.
We need 5 every hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, Middays with Mitch, it's coming up. I'm going to be hanging out with her. And we're looking for 5 an hour. If you're listening now, don't wait. Don't wait till
yeah,
the 10 o'clock hour.
Don't hesitate.
Call us now. 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for your donation of $30 or more a month. We've got a Static swag bag for everybody who donates. It has a record. It's got gift cards for different local businesses. It's got a t-shirt. We've got lots of stuff for you. So we'd love to bless you back, but please help support this ministry.
Please.
1-866-730-4921. We're getting ready to wrap up the morning show.
No!
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, take her away.
We are glad to wrap it up. What am I taking away?
Okay.
Did you throw it to me on purpose?
Well, you're
Let
taking
me explain
away,
something.
You're taking
oh,
away the quality.
The
right
quality.
Now.
I'm taking. I'm really. I'm really taking
Sam,
away the quality.
Sam told
you didn't
us
warn me. You didn't warn me that you were going to throw
no.
it to me.
I totally did that.
You
I'm sorry.
Never get
I know.
One. Sam told us earlier about when he learned what dead air was.
Right. Oh, and I just and I was it, I was wanting to illustrate that
this
for the listeners who might not have
this
understood.
This isn't dead air because you just started rambling.
Oh, okay.
That's called lame air.
Lame air.
And it's worse. There are things worse than death, and that's one of them.
And we don't want to be lame. We would love to continue to be Static Radio.
A little heads up would be nice next time. Thank you.
Hey, Steve-O.
I mean, I'm pretty
seconds.
Quick on my feet, but I'm like, what am I closing out? Are we talking about what
we're
we learned today?
We're going to
throw
it to Sam in 10 seconds. Anyway.
In 10. Okay.
But I'm going to miss today's show. Do you want some of this fantastic trail mix?
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Patty Dickinson.
Good. You're going to miss today's show.
I'm going to miss it because it's been a lot of fun.
It has.
I love Fridays. We got the lady from NAMI came in. Pretty cool. All right, Sam, take it.
Well, we've been, this is the third day of the Share-a-thon, and we've added a bunch during the morning show already. We're up to 60 monthly contributors. We call
those pretty awesome.
Static Fanatics. It's really awesome, and you just need 40 more to reach your goal of 100.
Yeah.
And we've learned some great things about how, you know, just if you buy one soda a day, that's about, you know, $30-$45 or something.
It's
and
like
we're just asking,
bucks, huh?
We're just saying if you do $30 a month as a monthly contributor, then you're saving your body from all that carbonation and sugar and stuff. And besides, most people don't just drink one. So, you know, you're not giving up a whole lot.
True.
You're giving up one.
Yeah.
One a month. Or, you know, if you buy one of those fancy drinks at the coffee shops instead of just regular old coffee.
Yeah.
Like real Americans drink. Then you can. Oh, sorry. I forgot you like
the
fancy stuff.
I rock iced Americanos.
I do Americanos. You know Americanos? You know how those get started?
Yep. Huh.
In Europe, during World War II, Americans with the espresso was too strong, and so they'd add water to it, and it became an Americano
because the
Americans did that. See, I learned that from a coffee shop, dude. Isn't that awesome?
I didn't know they were too strong. I thought it was because Americans, we typically drink way more than European portions. And because an espresso.
Yeah, because we're tougher than the French.
It's well. Like,
and so they started calling it an Americano because all the American soldiers.
Because they were adding water to it.
They were like, hey, I ordered a coffee.
Right.
And so they would just pour a lot of water in it so it would fill up the cup. That's what I was told.
It's amazing.
Well, now that's
interesting.
There's probably a combination of the two.
Yeah.
But since we are on the educational band, so you threw it to
like,
me.
Something, hey, man, I ain't no wuss. I'm American.
I want a big cup of coffee.
I'm gonna add water to it. That's what I'm going to do.
Speaking of a real American who drinks his coffee black, we're going to end with a phone call on line one for the final moments of Team Awesome Morning Party. It is day three of our Share-a-thon. A true Static fanatic listening all the way in California. Thebes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm putting you on the spot, buddy.
So Doug tells me that all the Toby Mac Skillet Lecrae tickets are gone.
We have two pair left, Doug. We have two pair left. My bad.
Oh, two pairs left?
Yeah.
So that means if I up my donation, I can get some tickets for tomorrow night?
Are you going to be in town tomorrow night?
No. Are you kidding me?
Thebes.
I'm trying to save some people here.
Oh, he's going to get the tickets to keep people from going.
I think he's
Thebes, that's brilliant.
He's a hero.
You're a real American hero, Thebes.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been listening for some time all the way in California. And will you talk about what it means to have this station out in California? Because, man, it takes dedication to rock it through the app or online solely. So,
well, you know, it's kind of embarrassing, but there's nothing out here that, you know, over their airways that even compares to you guys. So the only thing I can get here is Air One or another local station that plays something similar but not as bad. And I don't mean to say that Air One is bad.
Right.
But they're just kind of fluffy. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? So, I came across your station, and it's probably been 7 or 8 years ago now, and when it was M88, and you guys had Three Amigos going on, and that picture you posted the other day, the Three Amigos, man, that was awesome.
Well, I wish you could have been there because it was pretty much the best dinner ever.
I bet.
It was ridiculous. I mean, it was golden. I wish we could have just recorded our dinner.
That would have been great. Yeah. I was kind of hoping that you would get him in studio there for a little bit, but
you know,
or all three of you in there.
So. Yeah,
he called in the other day.
He did call in the other day. Yeah,
I was having my own version of Three Amigos. It was me and Beans and Panda.
Yeah, his cat.
And let me tell you, Beans is hilarious. He just scratches the crap out of you all the time.
It's just so funny.
It's funny.
You know, we started this call off with black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, you need more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I've only had like four cups so far this morning.
More black coffee, less black kitties.
There
because
you go.
He's got multiple cats in his
Panda,
house. That
Panda's a tuxedo cat.
Yep, yep.
I got to say, there's something absolutely wrong with that. By the way, congratulations on moving out of Steve-O's place.
I know. I'm pretty excited. I feel like I almost achieved the level of manhood that is known as Thebes level.
Yeah, and I only miss him every moment of every day, so it's good. I'm working on it. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well,
but, you know, you have to let him go. You got to release him.
Let me go.
Into the wild.
And then I got to tell Sam, I'm on board with you with the whole Southern Baptist thing. But here's the deal. I haven't been Southern Baptist for, you know, for too long, I guess about 9 years or 8 or 9 years.
Yeah,
and I got to say, everybody slams on them. You know, you guys slam on them a little bit. You know, I know it's all fun and all that.
No.
I don't really get all the what all the background is. We don't have a lot of those problems.
That's because you're in California and everybody's cooler there. So, you know, even the Baptists, even the Baptists are cooler in California.
They're laid back. They're more laid back. Not as intense.
Gotcha.
It's true.
Gotcha.
There you go. Thebes, thanks so much for calling in, man.
Yeah,
we love you. And
love you too.
It's awesome to hear from you. Get back to making radio. And
we'll be. Thanks.
Yeah,
we'll be back. We'll be out there. Mike Harvey and I'll be out there in June, I believe.
Yes,
awesome, dude.
We're gonna come hang out.
We'll be stopping by there and having some coffee with you.
Awesome, yeah, man. We'll get you a Toby Mac shirt tomorrow night.
And you guys have to make sure that you're available to go out to the gun range too.
Yes. Okay. Manly things, shooting guns.
Yeah, drinking black coffee, shooting guns.
We're there.
And
we're there.
Make sure you bring Panda and Bean.
Oh, well, it's always good to have a moving target.
They can run after the bullets.
Oh, okay, cool.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
Go play catch.
Okay. Love you, Thebes.
Thanks,
all right,
bud.
Love you too, guys.
All right, man. Thebes, listening in California. Hey, if you love Static Radio and the fact that we do get those phone calls from people like Thebes out in California, we got an email from Australia. We've gotten comments from all over the world. We just got a comment actually on our Facebook page from a listener talking about lending their support to Static Radio, what the station has meant to them. And then Matt refreshed the page, so I can't say the comment.
Carmen said that she loves the variety of music, she loves the conversation, and most of all, she loves the guests.
There you go. Very cool. That means you, buddy.
Oh, wow.
She loves you most of all, Scarecrow.
Awesome. Thank
Good
you.
Job, you.
Thank you.
One of the things that I love about this station and that makes it so unique is if you think our personalities are crazy, then we have even better personalities in our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's awesome. We want you to be one of those personalities. That's why we're always like, call in.
Call in!
Right on our Facebook. I mean, we've had Bill Peterson, we've had Thebes, we've had Patty Dickinson, Sam Swan, TJ Doug. So many people that participate all that. Michael Harvey.
Yeah.
They participate all the time. And it's so
important. Pool Boy and Crucis. Yeah. We've got Bus Rider Mark.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
We have so many listeners that contribute on a daily basis who believe in this ministry and what we're doing. And if you're
SB?
One of those people. Yeah, good old SB. If you are one of those people that believes in this ministry, if you believe in what Static Radio is doing, we have 4 minutes left of Team Awesome Morning Party. We need 4D more monthly contributors today to reach our goal of 100. Call us now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. You can also donate online at mystaticradio.com. And you want to go out with that?
Yeah, we just got an email from Keenan. He says, "Hello all, hope everything is going well. The final push is here. You can do it. Thank you for everything you do. I'm new to the station. Learn from my fiance."
Nice.
Nice fiance.
Hey, you
good
you
pick,
got a keeper,
Keenan.
Man, right there.
I just started listening in October, but constantly listen now. I listen in my house, then in my car, then on my iPhone, then in reverse order. I love this station, y'all, and everything you do. Thank you so much for the time and effort. To everyone, I would like to donate to help the cause because I'm all in for supporting the ministry and everything you do. Is there any way to donate in person just to get more connected with the ministry?
Yes.
Thank you so much for everything. Take care and God bless, Keenan.
Yeah, we've actually had a few listeners come in. Ladies younger
Claire,
than eight. Oh, man.
Talking about characters
Brent,
on this station.
Claire, who calls in every single Monday.
Claire saved Mad Lib Monday.
Her piggy bank. Her and her sister, Bryn, emptied their piggy bank because they believe in the ministry of Static Radio. So, yes, Keenan, absolutely come down, say hi to us. We're going to be here till 6 p.m., and the doors are open. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, if you'd like to walk in. We're going to hug you because we're huggers.
Yep.
So, yeah, come on down and feel free to donate. You can donate online at mystaticradio.com or give us a call, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. That is it for Team Awesome Morning Party. Any parting words, Sam?
It's been a great morning. Thanks for letting me hang out with you guys.
Of course.
And sounds like you're in the right direction, getting lots of folks calling in. I hope more folks call in support.
We get jazzed, man.
Yeah, man.
We
do. It's awesome.
So it's
awesome.
Very cool. It was cool going back there and realizing we were at 60 monthly contributors.
Yeah, that
was
pretty cool.
I was shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
We need 40 more, so please call us now. Teo?
I know we have Middays with Mitch coming up, and you're going to be in there with her.
I will be there.
I'm going to be in the afternoons with Celeste.
You're going to go sleep. Or
maybe
actually go grocery shopping.
I'm going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I got to go get my groceries, you know.
We've been here like 14 hours a day, so we got to take care of real life stuff at the same time.
Yeah,
so we do that.
Apparently there's still that.
I will hold the fort down with Mitch from 10 to 2.
Do it.
Kicking it. Going to be rocking something fun today.
Gonna do it. I've had a great morning, and I want you guys to keep calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. Please call 1-866-730-4921. 1-866-730-4921. That is it for us. Doug, intern Doug, any parting words, buddy? Well, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Put him
You've
on the spot.
You've got 12 seconds. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. That's it. That's all we got out of intern Doug.
I'm glad
he did
good.
It. I mean,
short
it's
and simple.
Just powerful.
Short and sweet.
1-866-730-4921. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Until next time.
Static Radio.